time for Northwest Missouri State basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Good evening and welcome to Bearcat Arena as the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team gets set to take on Upper Iowa in a quarterfinal round matchup of the NCAA Division II Central Regional Tournament. Bearcats come in as the number one seed. They face Upper Iowa Peacocks, which comes in as the number eight seed. Bearcats 29-1 on the season, Upper Iowa at 22-10. Hi, Matt Trenton. I'm John Coffey. Our starting engineer for this evening's game is Creighton Elwood. And Matt Trenton, this is a Bearcat team from the very start of this season. They had this as one of their goals to come into the Central Region Tournament as the number one seed and host, and they've been able to accomplish that.
You know, you rewind back to November 11th, whenever the season started in St. Joseph against this Upper Iowa team, and the Bearcats come out with an 87-52 victory, and really were firing on all cylinders from the start of that basketball game. You knew something special was brewing from the seniors down to the freshmen. And as the season went on, you kind of knew it was coming closer and closer to fruition. And now here we sit in March, the Bearcats hosting a regional for the first time ever. And hopefully that history making continues as this weekend goes along.
The Upper Iowa team has played much better basketball since that opener against Northwest, where Northwest put down 14 three-pointers in that contest. Upper Iowa just had a hard time getting things going offensively. They've since put together a 22-win season, the most in the history of their school as a Division II member. And they're playing some pretty good basketball coming into this tournament.
Yeah, and they started the season slow, losing three of their first four, but they really picked things up and probably save their season in that NSIC conference tournament in latter February there, winning three straight to reach the conference championship game, and then ended up facing Southwest Minnesota State, dropped that one by 13 points, but really played good basketball down the stretch in that conference tournament, reached here, and you know they have a little bit of revenge on their mind with the Bearcats going up against them tonight.
Not a surprise, we've got a packed house here at Bearcat Arena for this game.
This is a phenomenal crowd. Don't know what the attendance record is, but it has to be broken tonight as, I mean, we're an hour out before this game was going to start, and there's a great crowd already here. It's only gotten bigger and better since that point, so should be loud, should be a home court advantage for the Bearcats.
We've already had action in this tournament this afternoon in the first session and quarterfinal round play. It was East Central and an overtime win at defeating Minnesota State Moorhead 115-106. Again, that in overtime. Then in the last game of the afternoon session, Southwest Minnesota State, the number two seed, defeats Arkansas Tech 93-82. Winner of this matchup between Northwest and Upper Iowa will face the winner of the final game tonight. That will match up Arkansas Monticello and Augustana. We'll be back to have more in our pregame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. Thrive Bank is right at your fingertips, more at nvb.com or at any of their eight locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart, Chad Peterson, Jesse, Maggie Wilson, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned carts, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jordan Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Ellinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com. Support also comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
national anthem performed by the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Pep Band as we are moments away from a tip-off time here. Again, the Bearcats and Peacocks in the quarterfinals of the NCAA Division II Central Region. The Bearcats having an opportunity to host this region for the first time, and it's off to a great start. Again, Northwest and Upper Iowa going into the locker rooms for a quick word from their head coaches before coming out and gets the starting lineups introduced in front of the fans here at Bearcat Arena. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. It's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 mile corner south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. And also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, Missouri, manufacturer of steel tanks for storing petroleum products, chemicals, and solutions. More information about Houston's products is at jlhoustonco.com. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and First Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the J.L. Houston Company.
Welcome back to our pregame before this evening's Central Regional matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Upper Iowa, joined now by the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, just talk about this past week getting ready for today's game and some things you've been doing with your team to get ready for this regional.
Yeah, I had to give them a lot of rest, a couple days breaks just to get their legs back. And then, you know, we've been going short and hard and really preparing for one team right now, preparing for Upper Iowa and preparing for what they're going to do. And I think we've had a good week of practice, so hopefully it'll show up tonight.
Now you've accomplished two of the goals that you'd set out this year with the regular season conference championship and the tournament title this past Sunday down at Municipal Auditorium. What's it mean to be able to host the region for the first time in school history?
Well, I think it's exciting. Again, you know, we tell our team it's not an accomplishment until you win it, and that's kind of how we're approaching it. But I think to the outside, and then obviously at the end of the season, I think it'll be quite the accomplishment, and our guys will be pretty excited about it.
Second meeting of the year between Northwest and Upper Iowa. You defeated them in the first game of the season down in St. Joseph. Talk a little bit about Upper Iowa and maybe how they've changed since that first game, if any at all.
I think they're just a little more disciplined. I don't think they've changed anything offensively or defensively. They do pretty much the same things. Players have similar tendencies. They're just playing better. And in that game, they just didn't really. It was just one of those anomaly games that just didn't play very well, and we did, and that's what happens.
Yeah, when you look at what Northwest did offensively that game, just really couldn't miss at one point in that contest.
Yeah, Justin in particular was really good, and hopefully he's good tonight. I just thought our team as a whole was more prepared than they were the year before to play that first game.
What are some of the keys defensively to matching up with Upper Iowa tonight?
Nothing special. You got to find their two shooters, and then obviously keep them out of the paint, keep them from getting uphill, and just like any game, limit their possessions and increase yours.
All right, well, Coach, we'll talk to you later.
Thanks a lot, John.
Hey, Coach, the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Have the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore. The bookstore located inside the J.W. Jones Student Union is open Monday through Friday and offers Bearcat apparel for men, women, and children. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Barnes Baker in Trenton and Chillicothe. With their full line of Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC cars and trucks, the professionals at Barnes Baker in Chillicothe have been serving their customers' automotive needs for 82 years. More at barnesbaker.com. Support also comes from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Keen, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 582-4641. Also from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 582-4599 or PittsAutoBody.com.
Support for today's game comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More information at 562-4657. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazinga Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course and the newly opened Watson 9 Junior Course. More on Mazingo's golf offerings is at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Also from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Back at Bearcat Arena, the two teams going through their final warm-ups before tip-off time. Northwest and Upper Iowa in the quarterfinals of the Central Regional Tournament in NCAA Division II National Tournament. For the Bearcats, most surprises in their lineup, Justin Pitts, the point guard, 5'9 junior, out of Blue Springs, Missouri, averaging 20 points and up 4 rebounds a contest. And Anthony Woods, out of guard, 6'2 senior, out of Kansas City, averaging 8 points and 3 rebounds a game. Forward Chris Iverendell, a 6'6 senior, out of Norway, averaging 13 points and 6 rebounds a contest. Also at a forward, Zach Snyder, 6'7 senior at Prairie Village, Kansas, averaging just under 10 points and 2 rebounds a game. And inside, Brett Doherty, 6'7 junior out of Omaha, averaging 7 points and 4 rebounds a game. For Upper Iowa, their guard is Luke Leonard, a 6-foot senior out of Storm Lake, Iowa, averaging just nearly 10 points and 3 rebounds a contest. And Carson Parker, a 6'3 junior out of New Hartford, Iowa, a first-team All-Northern Sun performer, averaging 12 points and 5 rebounds a game. At a forward, Jimmy Roth, a 6'5 senior out of Marion, Iowa, averaging 12 points and 4 boards a contest. And Dennis Austin III, a 6'3 sophomore out of York, Nebraska, averaging just under 10 points and 4 rebounds a game. Also at a forward, Jordan Hayes, he is a 6'6 senior out of Stanford, Iowa, averaging 13 points and 7 rebounds a contest. He scored in double figures the last 5 games, also a member of the Northern Sun All-Defensive Squad. And that's the way the lineup looked. Northwest and Upper Iowa. We're about to get ready for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com. and from Maryville Daily Forum. In print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com, the Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 562-2424. And support also comes from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at PizzaHut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville. And also from MTE Office Center with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. MTE Office Center at 216 East 3rd in Maryville and 524 North Walnut in Cameron.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Campus Dining. Their staff provides full catering services for weddings, family reunions, and private events across the Bearcat Nation. More information is available at nwcampusdining.com. And from Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, celebrating 125 years of insuring homes and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com. Support also comes from Bram Danfelt Funeral Home in Maryville, located at 206 East South Hills Drive. Director Jeff Bram provides families with pre-arrangements, burials, and cremation services. More information is available at bramfuneralhome.com. Also from Mill and Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Mill and Dinsdale reminds you that there's no practice fields in farming. More at millanddinsdaleseed.com.
You're listening to Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State in Upper Iowa. The scoring line is being introduced in front of a packed house here at Bearcat Arena in the quarterfinal round matchup of the NCAA Division II tournament. First game of the night session with these two teams. The final game tonight will pair up Arkansas Monticello and Augustana. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Welcome, Matt Trenton. I'm John Coffey. Craig Millwood is our studio engineer. And Matt Trenton, this should be a heck of a matchup tonight.
It should be a fun one. It's hard to beat a team twice in one season. That's what the Bearcats are coming out to do. But this time, not a neutral floor. It's on your home court. You have, I would say, a very pro-Bearcat crowd here. Maybe 90-10 in favor of Northwest. But it is packed to the gills here at Bearcat Arena. You got a lot of folks that you can tell that are from around town. We've had a few more students show up as well. And it's a fantastic atmosphere. Should be a lot of fun.
For the Bearcats this season, the player that really makes this team go is Justin Fitz. He's the MIAA Player of the Year for the second year in a row. And as good as he is in the regular season, Matt, he's even better in the postseason.
It's like he flips a switch. He averaged 27 points per game in the MIAA tournament in those three games. He was fantastic. And the Bearcats kind of go as he goes. We see him in Sioux Falls the past few years in the NCAA tournament. He played lights out. In the MIAA tournament last weekend, he was great. So you just expect that to carry on, and he continues to do what he does well.
When you look at the field for this Central Region, Matt, another thing about this, I don't think there's any region in the nation that can really top this region as far as nicknames for their schools besides the Bearcats, which is really not a common nickname. You have the Wonder Boys from Arkansas Tech. You have the Arkansas Monticello Bull Weevils. You have the Minnesota State Dragons. Then you have the East Central, which is just the Tigers, and then Augustana Vikings. But there's some nicknames coming into this region here this weekend.
It's impressive. It's impressive to see the banners and just how much they vary. Like, I mean, I know Bearcats are pretty rare. You see them in Cincinnati, though, too. But the Bearcats and Peacocks going at it here in the first round of the NCAA tournament. We can see the Bull Weevils after this. I mean, it's pretty cool. I'm also excited to see that the Peacock mascot is also here from Upper Iowa. It's pretty intricate.
So we're ready to go. The Peacocks coming out at midcourt in their light blue uniforms with the black numerals trimmed in white. The Bearcats in their home white uniforms with the green numerals trimmed in green. The officials for today's game, John Yurkovich along with Jeff Campbell and Jeff Malham. And we are ready to go. Fred Doherty will jump center for Northwest. He'll jump it up against Jordan Hay of Upper Iowa. He's at 6'6". Doherty is at 6'7". And this quarterfinal round game is underway. The Peacocks will win the tip. They will go from our right to our left. Carson Parker will take it across the midcourt left side, met by Anthony Woods out of the Bearcats man-to-man defense. Dribbles in front of the Bearcat bench. Down the lane left he goes. Ball knocked loose. That's coming over on the outside defense. Zach Snyder will come away with the steal.
Good job of Snyder just standing in there, keeping his ground and poking that one away from Parker.
And that's the 24th time this season that Snyder's come away with the steal. Again, this game just underway. Pits out to the top of the key. Dribbles left. Bounce pass right of the lane at the elbow to Doherty. Now to and down on the right wing. Gives it right side. Finds Woods into the right corner and down. Out front right for Doherty. Turns, takes in one dribble, out front left, four pits, five on the shot clock. Now finds cutting in the lane, Doherty puts it up, misses it off the front of the rim with the left hand of the rebound, pulled away by Parker for Upper Iowa. Pushes it from our right to our left, out with the jump off circle, dribbles left side. Spires the dribble, goes cross court right side with a pass for Austin through the lane, drives on Snyder with a shot, banks it and hits it.
That's a good move by Austin, just find a way to get to the rim and Snyder right there, but laid it up over him.
2-0 Northwest Missouri State lead over Upper Iowa. Anthony Woods dribbles right side out to the top of the key. Now expires his dribble. High post right for Doherty. Back to Woods on the right wing. Woods, bounce pass on the pick and roll to Doherty. Goes low post right side. Dribbles in the lane, off the left side, high off the glass and good. So a couple straight trips down the floor. Northwest trying to pound it inside to Doherty. Gets that one to fall and we're tied up at two. 18:30 left in the first half. Out front left is Roth. Lobs it on the right wing for Austin. Now back right side, Rope to the right baseline. Dry spins on and down into lane. Dishes low inside for Hay with a shot too hard off the glass. To his rebound, puts it back up. No in the rebound, two and down for Northwest. Then we're tied at two. Across midcourt right side, Justin Fitz takes it to the top of the key. Looks left side and down on the left wing. Now left side baseline for Woods. Woods dribbles into the lane. Out front for and down right side. Again, man-to-man defense out of the Peacocks. Cross court left side for the dribble and Pitts sets up. He'll take the long three. It's off the back of the rim. The rebound on the floor goes to Roke and the Peacocks. He'll take across midcourt down the right sideline to the top of the key. Now accelerates through the lane to the bucket. Right-handed runner is good as he banks it in. Roke with his first bucket of the game. It's a 4-2 lead for the Peacocks over the Bearcats. Peacocks coming into this game 22-10 on the season. The most wins they've had in program history since they moved to Division II. Bearcats at 29-1. Out front, left side Pitts. Top of the key, Doherty. Turns, they give Doherty a lot of room out on the perimeter. Right side for Indell. Fakes right, dribbles top of the key to the free throw line. Bounce pass off the foot of a Peacock. Picked up by Doherty. Roll left side, finds Woods coming to the bucket. Lays it in.
A great find there by Brett Doherty. The shot clock running down. Didn't panic, just found an open Anthony Woods for the lay-in.
Tied up at 4:17 minutes left in the first half. Carson Parker off the right side. With the dribble on Woods, cross court left side rope. Out front right for Jordan Hay. Down the lane right he goes, cut off by Doherty. Out front right for Parker, back to Hay with six on the shot clock. Out front left rope with the three on the way too hard. Long rebound to Snyder Northwest. He'll scoop an outlet to Pitts and he'll gallop across midcourt right side to the top of the key. Pulls up, looks right side wide open. Snyder, he'll take the three and hits it. A career leader in them out of the lay on threes made. It's his first of this game, and Northwest up 7-4.
I'm talking about Justin Pitts coming to play in the postseason. Zach Schneider's been fantastic here throughout the MIAA tournament, and at this point has hit some big shots and played great defense throughout.
Well, right side, they try to post up with Doherty inside. Spinning right is Hay. Puts it back out to the top of the key. They find Parker between the circles. Down the lane right he goes. Dribbles into the lane. Up for the shot and hits it. He's able to pivot pass Anthony Woods, and he has the shot to drop down. It's now a 7-6 game. Northwest Missouri State up by one. Just under 16 minutes left in the first half. Out front Pitts. Dribbles between the circles, trying to work a screen by Doherty. Does to the free throw line, down the lane right side. Now into the right corner. Dribbles to the right wing, sets up. He takes the long three. Got it. Right in front of the Peacock bench, Justin Pitts hits the three.
And back-to-back possessions from big three-pointers, and this crowd is really getting into it.
That's by 4, 10-6. Parker on the right wing finds Roth. Roth down the lane, stops, banks it, misses a fight for the board. Tipped away by Doherty and chased in the corner and controlled by Schneider for Northwest. Gives it to Pitts. Takes it into the front court, pulls up between the circles. Right side, Snyder finds Doherty. Doherty will go low post right. Now dribbles in the lane on Hay up with a shot. Misses, but a foul. And this will get Brett Doherty to the free throw line. 15-11 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State in front of Upper Iowa, 10-6. Got a break in the action, and we'll be back to a packed Bearcat Arena right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. Right Bank is right at your fingertips, or at nvb.com, or at any of their 8 locations.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers pre-owned late model autos and will purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, Missouri, manufacturer of steel tanks for storing petroleum products, chemicals, and solutions. More information about Houston's products is available at jlhoustonco.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Greg Doherty going to the free throw line, foul before the timeout. Northwest in front, 10-6, and Doherty smelling the net on his first free throw of the evening. He has 3 points early in this one, and Cats in front now 11-6 as they lead Upper Iowa. And it's a quarterfinal round game of the NCAA Division II Central Region. Second free throw misses, and the rebound goes to Upper Iowa. Carson Parker handling the point duties. Will go across midcourt, met by Kristen Down. Right in front of the scores table off the left side. Cats in man-to-man defense. Parker hooks the pass to Hay down the lane right. Runner over Doherty. High bank in, knocks it in. Jordan Hay, his first two of the game. Again, he scored in double figures the last 5 games for this Upper Iowa squad. It's an 11-8 contest. Cats in front of the Peacocks. That field ball left side, Doherty. One dribble, hands off, gets it to Pitts off the left wing. Being chased by Chase Hanna, who checked in during the break. Now Pitts, a runner in the lane, hits it from 14. Pitts with 5 points, 13-8, Northwest Missouri State in front. First meeting with Upper Iowa, Pitts had 31 points, including 7 3-pointers in that game. 13-8, again, the Bearcats up. Hanner with it off the right side. Now they go low. And they kick it at the elbow right side for Hay. He drives the lane, spins on Doherty, up for the shot, bump, hits the shot. And a foul coming up on Brett Doherty. Heck of a shot that time as he went driving the lane right side. He was bumped as he went up with it. And his focus on the rim got the ball to fall.
That's just pretty incredible body control to be able to go up there and take that contact, know it's a foul, and just flip it up and just get it over the rim.
Jordan Hay, as I mentioned earlier, Northern Sun Defensive Player of the Year. He's also a member of the second team by Northern Sun. Free throw misses, long rebound. He fights for it and gets his own rebound in the far left corner, and the Peacocks will set up their offense. Out front, long three is good. And Reber off the bench hits the three. Josh Reber with his first bucket coming into this game. The senior out of Dubuque, Iowa, ties this game up at 13. Gets off the right side for the Bearcats. They're at the dribble. Gets a screen by Mosby. Sets up, takes the jumper on the right front, 17, and hits it. Hits with 7 points under 2-point Bearcat lead, 15-13. Out front right with the dribble is Cam Rowan. A double free throw line through the lane, pass Welty, lays it up and in. Got a step on Welty and hits the layup. And it's a tie game at 15. 13-20 left in this first half. Now top of the key, Mosby dribbles a couple times, long bounce pass right corner for Pitts. Dribbles to the free throw line, back to Mosby, bobbles it, chases on the baseline right side. Now a dribble into lane, go off an under move off the right side, misses it, shot is back to Mosby, up with a shot, hits it and a foul. Good effort by Mosby to get the rebound after his first shot was blocked. Was able to get the board, go up with a shot, hit it, And then draws the foul.
There are a lot of things trying to go against Devontae Mosby on that possession. First, a nice little bounce pass from Justin Pitts that went through his hands. He regained it before it went out of bounds. Worked his way in, missed his first shot, but fortunate enough to go up there, get the contact, and just get that second shot to roll around and fall through.
Weaver just entered the ball game, picks up his first foul. Team second, and Mosby makes it a three-point trip down to 4-4 Northwest. That's up by three, 18-15 with 13:04 left in this first half. Going across the timeline, looks right side, gets it to Carson Parker, just in front of the timeline. Cross court, left side pass for Jace Hannon. Back right side, Parker. Parker to the top of the key, drives on Snyder, now kicks into the right corner. Hannon with it, dribbles into lane, back left side, Rowan. Eight on the shot clock, Rowan into the lane, into a double team, and Mosby coming over to help out, and a whistle and a foul coming up, and this will go on Devontae. That'll be his first foul.
It was a good job of stepping up there and helping Justin out there on that help defense, but as he reached in and knocked that ball loose, pretty easy call for the officials. He got some hand in there.
Both teams with two team fouls. Cam Rowan will inbound baseline left for Upper Iowa. Comes out front, left side for Parker, back to Rowan. Now goes off the right wing. Through the lane to the bucket on the left side. Slipping and falling. We'll get a travel call here. This was a tough break for Upper Iowa. And Jace Hannon went driving down the lane left side. Tried to come to a stop. And his feet slipped from under him and gets called for the travel. Luke Leonard back into the game for Upper Iowa. And going to the sideline for the first time, Carson Parker. As Brooks McCown, the head coach for Upper Iowa, going to his bench early on. Cats holding on to a three-point lead, 18-15, as they lead Upper Iowa. Catch to the left wing, dribbles down the lane, left side, and the ball knocked out of his hands as he went driving, and a reach-around foul coming up on the Peacocks.
Yeah, there was an open lane there for Justin as he went to take it. Jay Santa, nothing to do but reach in and foul Justin on his way by to prevent that from being an easy two-point bucket.
First foul on Hannum. He's a 6'1 senior from Shreveville, Iowa. Upper Iowa out of Fayette, Iowa, northeast corner of the state. Mosby trying to post up into the lane. Now a little pivot up for the shot with the left hand. Rims around and out of the rebound. Pulled down by Rowan for Upper Iowa. And he'll dribble across the midcourt left side to the left wing. Bearcats get back on defense. So the Peacocks will set up the offense. Cross court right side for Linhart. Now front right for Mitch Amy, who's in the game now for Upper Iowa. Now Linhart drives the lane, banks it and hits it. Linhart averages just under 10 a game. It's his first bucket of the contest. It's a one-point game. Northwest Missouri State holding on 18-17. Out front, Pitts takes the three and hits it. Justin just dribbled down the floor, set up at the top of the key, and drains the three. It's a 21-17 Bearcat lead.
10 points in the first 9 minutes. Not a bad start for him.
And our cross-court left side, Rowan, top of the key. With a little ball fake, got Woods up in the air. Now scoops the pass right for Linhart. Dribbles into a double team as Welty came over to help out. Through the lane, driving left is Austin. Now slides through the lane. Rowan drives, misses the shot, and the rebound. Mosby clears it away for the Cats. Northwest that time had four players inside to try to come up with that rebound. 21-17, Northwest in front, just over 11 minutes left in the first half. Packed house at Bearcat Arena. Pitch will dribble left side, gets a screen by Welty, sets up, he'll take another three. This one a little too hard. Welty trying to come for the rebound. It's tipped up in the air and controlled by Linhart for the Peacocks. He flicked across midcourt from our right to our left, pulls up between the circles, right side, into the lane, a little jump stop, and a travel violation as they got it to Weaver. He gets called for the travel, and the turnover will give it to Northwest after a timeout. 10:44 left in the first half. It's Northwest Missouri State 21, Upper Iowa 17. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prairie House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game is underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Northwest in front of Upper Iowa, 21-17. 10.5 minutes left in this first half. Driving the lane right side. Whistle and a foul as Pitts went driving through the lane. Foul should be on the floor, I believe. It's coming up on Upper Iowa. Scoring Mitch Amy, that'll be his first foul. Yeah, Trenton, these two teams statistically couldn't be any closer right now. Both teams shooting 61.5% from the field, 8 of 13, the biggest difference. Northwest, 3 of 5 from 3-point range.
Yeah, and the Bearcats are getting it done thanks to Justin Pitts and Zach Schneider hitting a couple long-range shots, and Upper Iowa just not many opportunities just yet.
Pitts through the lane, finds Woods cutting through, lays it up and in from 3 feet out. Anthony Woods with 4 points, 23-17, Northwest Missouri State in front. Hannah on the left side takes it to the top of the key, to the lane, right side, the runner is good. Hit the back of the rim, then fell over. So Hannah got it to fall. And it's now 23-19, Bearcat lead. Woods for Northwest to the baseline. Underneath bucket, reverse layup, left side is good. Anthony had a big game in the first meeting with these two teams. He had 16 points against Upper Iowa and off to a good start this evening. 25-19. Cats in front of the Peacocks. And on the left side, guarded by Welty. Welty in the MIAA championship game played 38 minutes in that contest as Endow got into some early foul trouble. Left side, Hay to the baseline. Trying to spin on Doherty. Up for the shot, misses it. Long rebound, Northwest. Well, actually, rebound right underneath the bucket. Anthony Woods will clear it for Northwest. Cats in front, 25-19. Largest lead of the game. Looks left side for Snyder. Now back out to Woods. Will drive the lane. And a little bump. And this time the charge coming up on Anthony Woods. As it was Cam Rowan sliding over. Thought he stood his ground. And Woods will pick up the foul. That will be his first, team's third for Northwest. And Dell back into the game for Northwest. And Welty goes to the sideline. And Austin re-enters the game for the Peacocks. Cam Rowan goes to the bench. 25-19, Northwest Missouri State in front. To the top of the key is Jordan Hay. Jordy will give me a little bit of room. Hay with one dribble, looks right side. Gets the pass for Parker. Down the lane he goes, with strip from behind. Picked up by Pitts, and it's a race to the bucket the other way. Pitts lays it up with the left hand, misses it, but he's knocked into the standard underneath the bucket. And a foul coming up on the Peacocks. Justin pops right back up. He'll go to the free throw line.
Yeah, a little bit of a scary moment as he hit the deck pretty hard, and both kind of fell over him at the same time. But Justin just, he's so quick with his hands and his feet and everything he does, where he kind of picks the guy's pocket, dribbles around a couple defenders, and he's off to the race. So the only thing he can do at that point is just try to foul him and send him to the line.
Roth with his first foul. Pitts at the free throw line. He has 11 points, an 87% shooter at the free throw line. And Matt Pitts tonight could set a mark, a career mark for the Bearcats as he hits his second free throw. And he's getting close to it here in the first half.
All he needed was 19 entering the ball game to tie Vic Coleman as the Northwest all-time leading scorer. 20 to break that record. You mentioned it, 8 away from setting that new mark.
Low left side pass goes for Austin. Looks in the lane and hits it off the glass. Dennis Austin with 4 points. 27-21, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Out front right side is Woods, free throw line. Looks to pass top the key for Snyder. He expires his dribble, lobs it out near the midcourt left side for Pitts. In this first half, Northwest goes from our left to our right. Pitts into left corner for Endow. Through the lane, stripped loose, out of bounds, will belong to Northwest. The Bearcats will inbound baseline left, but before they do, Devontae Mosby re-enters the game, and Brett Doherty will go to the sideline.
We've talked an awful lot about the MIAA tournament and how well a lot of different guys played. Devontae Mosby, especially in that ballgame against Missouri Southern, when he was pivotal. He's played well all season.
And now finds Woods, spins, takes a jumper from 8 and hits it. Anthony Woods with 8 points, 29-21, Northwest Missouri State in front of Upper Iowa. I think in that semifinal win against Missouri Southern, the first It was Parker trying to go into the left corner and get a pass. Unfortunately for Upper Iowa, just as Parker let go of that ball, pass that was intended for Dennis Austin. Austin had cut toward the bucket, and the pass goes right behind him out of bounds, and the Bearcats will have it off the turnover. Back to that Missouri Southern game. I don't think Northwest wins that game without the play of Devontae Mosby, is where he went to the board so hard in that second half. Now the lane Fitz in the left corner for Endell. Dribbles to the left wing. Out front left Fitz. Holds on to the ball as Parker comes out to pick him up defensively. Gets a screen by Mosby. Packwell will talk to the key through the lane. He goes. Bumped from behind and the foul coming up on the Peacock.
Oh, now, Dennis Austin looks like he's a little fired up right now.
And he gets a push in on Anthony Woods, and Woods not happy now. See what the officials wanted to do as they meet in the free throw lane underneath the Bearcat basket. So we're going to have to come over to the monitor, I believe.
Might have double technicals coming up. They blew the whistle and gave the tee and pointed at Woods and Austin both. And Austin, after he switched on to Pitts, fouled him and then kind of shoved him back after the whistle had blown. That was something that Woods did not like at all.
So Austin does get the foul. That'll be his first. Then 16 fouls on the Peacocks. Just three for Northwest right now. 7:34 left in the first half. And two of the three officials over reviewing the monitor now to kind of see what took place after that play was whistled in.
And it all started with Carson Parker. I don't remember who for Northwest set the screen, if it was Mosby or what, but it was a hard screen on Parker, and it knocked him to his backside in a hurry. He got popped.
29-21, Northwest in front of Upper Iowa. The winner of this will get the winner of the last game of the quarterfinals here against Arkansas Monticello and Augustana. Earlier today, it was East Central and overtime, downing Minnesota State Moorhead 115-106. Final game of the afternoon session saw Southwest Minnesota State down Arkansas Tech 93-82. Not a lot of defense played in this afternoon's session of the quarterfinals.
Shooters not shying away in that first session at all. Not so far in this one. Needed a lot of points put up and not too much defensive resistance like you mentioned. And so that led to a lot of points and some very entertaining first round games.
And officials trying to assess what took place after that play finished down underneath the Bearcat basket. They review the monitor at the scorer's table.
And really before that, I mean, not too many fouls called on either team, both playing relatively clean. The officials let a few bumps here and there go, and it's a game with a lot of flow, up-tempo, and a lot of fun to watch. But just kind of put the brakes on.
Second meeting of the year between Northwest and Upper Iowa. The first meeting down in St. Joseph, part of the Hillier Classics, the season opener for both schools. And Northwest won that matchup 87-52. And really in that game, everything Northwest put up went down. And for Upper Iowa, they just really struggled in that contest. And again, this is an Upper Iowa team that's played much better basketball as the season's gone along. Again, 22 wins on the year, 22-10. And they finished Northern Sun play at 16-6. Made it to the championship game of the Northern Sun postseason tournament. Bearcats winning the regular season title in the MIAA as well as the MIAA postseason tournament title. Second straight year they've done that. Fourth straight year, the Bearcats won the regular season title.
And these two teams, not only is it intense because it's the first round of the NCAA tournament, but it's pretty intense because this is the third time in the last 2 years they've played. These players know each other. And there's not too many secrets going into this one.
Eighth time overall the two schools have met. Northwest 7-1 in the meetings, and they really date back to the 1940-41 season. So they go
now
back
tell
a ways.
Me, John, evaluate that 40-41 season because I don't remember it, but I assume you're calling those games.
I know that was just before my time. I think it took over in 42.
Well, we were talking about a game probably a few years back of Vic Coleman and the scoring record he has and how he and Justin Pitts compare in two different positions, two different type of players, but a guy I didn't get to see, but was a pretty good athlete back in the day.
He definitely was. Probably one of the best athletes to ever come out of the Bearcat program just overall with what he brought to the table. And he was a member of that 84 team that played here. Really, I think probably tonight is the largest crowd we've had since that time, where both the men and women in a doubleheader the Central and Northwest men and women 1 and 2 in the nation going into that, and just a great atmosphere for basketball that evening. And I think tonight what we're going to have that will really rival this. So now we'll go through all this as the officials continue to talk and a timeout's been called. So we'll continue to monitor this situation. 7:34 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State 29 and Upper Iowa 21. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest Missouri State alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville.
Officials talking to both head coaches for the Bearcats, Ben McCollum, and for Upper Iowa, Brooks McCown. Now they come over to the scores table and they continue to sort things out. 29-21 Northwest in front of Upper Iowa with 7:34 left in the first half. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Nova. Again, 7:34 left in the first half. Northwest up 29-21. All this occurring after Justin Fitzman driving through the lane was bumped. And then a little pushing and shoving going on afterwards, and officials trying to straighten things out. Dennis Austin got called for the foul on Fitz as Fitz would go to the free throw line. Two of the three officials again at the scorer's table, as they continue to sort things out there. But Fitz is at the free throw, and he wants to shoot free throws. And two technicals coming up. Rob Rose will pick up a technical foul. And Woods will pick up the other for Northwest. So that'll be two fouls on Woods now, and Rose will have two fouls. And Fitz at the free throw line hits the first free throw after all of this.
Well, that's pretty big, Jimmy Rose. 12 points per game coming into this one, the second leading scorer for Upper Iowa. He's staying out there with three personal fouls.
Fitz free throw rattles around and out, and the rebound comes to Upper Iowa. And really, Matt, from our vantage point, it really looked like that was Austin inside who did the little pushing after the play, but that's all settled down. They had the benefit of the monitor. Now driving the lane was Austin. His shot rejected by Devontae Mosby out of bounds.
We had some big roars for some big shots going down for Northwest, but none probably matching that one as Mosby threw that one a couple rows deep.
His 12th block shot of the season, 30-29, Northwest Missouri State in front. 7:19 left in the first half. Carson Parker will inbound baseline left. Into the left corner, finds Hay. He's guarded by Mosby, and Hay will take the jumper from three-point range. Short rebound loose underneath the bucket, controlled by Pitts and Northwest. That time, Mosby gave Hay a lot of room out in the left corner. Hay decided to take the shot and missed it. He's only hit two threes this season, so that's one of the reasons Mosby is giving some room. Now Cats with it. Baseline left is in down. Trying to post up with Parker. Takes it in the lane, little runner with the right hand, short rebound to Parker and Upper Iowa. On the break, left side for Jimmy Rose. Dribbles to the top of the key, pulls up, looks left side on the wing for Austin. Now to Roth out front, spins in the lane as he goes up with the shot to our off the back of the rim. Welty clears the rebound for Northwest. Cats by 9 with 6:34 left in the first half. Fitz out between the circles, Snyder. High post left, Mosby. Now to Pitts on the left wing. Mosby at the free throw line, down the lane he goes, kicks it left corner and down from three-point range, misses it, long rebound in the lane, controlled by Upper Iowa, and Luke Linhart on the break, left side, rolls to the left wing, scoops it back to Austin, he'll take it through the lane, now kicks it into the right wing, With the right side is Carson Parker. Left-handed dribble through the lane he goes. Bounce pass left for Roth. He goes into double team into line and will get called for, well, what we got here? A held ball and it will belong to Northwest with the possession there. Thought briefly that they might get a travel violation out of that, but the held ball first, so the Bearcats will have the ball off of the possession arrow. And a 9-point Bearcat lead, 30-21, 6:04 left in the first half. Quarterfinals of the NCAA Division II Central Regional at Bearcat Arena. First time in the history of Northwest that they've hosted a regional. Pits out to the top of the key. Drives left side, little runner left, is up, misses too hard, rebound tipped by Mosby, and controlled by Indell. Brings out to the right wing. Cross court left side, Pitt sets up, takes the long three, got it. 16 points for Pitt, 33-21, Northwest Missouri State in front. Now low left side with the shot in the glass is good as Jordan Hay posts up and hits the shot. Cats by 10, 33-23. After a 12-point lead just briefly. That was the largest of the game. Now a 10-point matchup. Pitts between the circles. Squires the dribble. Lobs it high post left for Mosby. Will drive on Hay. Now dribbles through the lane to the left corner. Right on the shot clock. Trying to post up with Hay. Spins on the baseline. And up for the shot. Leans back out. Misses the shot. Rebound tapped out front and down. Clears it at the top of the key. Looks right side Pitts with one on the shot clock. Takes the jumper and it won't go. As that shot inside was didn't hit the rim, so Northwest had to rush it and just couldn't get it to fall out front. 33-23, Northwest Missouri State up. Top of the key is Hay down the lane. Bounce pass left side. Now they go left for Hennett. Cross court right side. Pulling up is Rowan. Takes the jumper from 12. Won't go. Well through the rebound for Northwest. 10-point Bearcat lead. 33-23 with 4:33 left in the first half. And down in front of the scorer's table, holds it. Now we'll hand off to Pitts. He'll dribble right side, back to and down. Between the circles, Welty. Looks left side, Pitts. Now finds Mosby down the lane. He goes with a shot, rims around and out. And Mosby will go to the free throw line, fouled on the drive to the bucket. This foul will go on Josh Weber. And Weber picks up his second foul, eighth team foul on the Peacocks. Mosby goes to the free throw line where he's 1-for-1 this evening. 79% shooter on the season. Senior out of Independence, Missouri hits the first free throw.
We talk about how much he hustles and what he brings to the court that way with his rebounding and whatnot, but I think the emotions and what he can do for this team on the floor is important as well. We've seen Xavier Kirk quite a bit lately, enters the ballgame now, but Xavier's a very emotional guy. If he's not out there, it feels like Devontae has to be that guy that sometimes kind of wake this team up a little bit.
His second free throw is good, too. Quick out of the sideline, Brett Doherty into the ballgame. 35-23, Northwest Missouri State in front. That's right now, Welty, Pitts, along with Xavier Kurth, who's into the ballgame, Snyder and Doherty. Out front left side goes Carson Parker to the left wing. And as he dribbles out front, we have a whistle away from the ball. And this looks to go on Northwest, and Xavier Kurth just into the ballgame. Kurth, a junior out of St. Joseph Lafayette, had been playing some pretty good basketball going into the road trip where they went to Pittsburgh State, and then the Missouri Southern got hurt in practice with an ankle injury and hasn't seen any time up until today. On the left side, Parker takes it to the free throw line, through the lane as he drives, another foul coming up. And this one go on Northwest. And Kurth quickly picks up his second foul. 16th foul on Northwest, breaking the action at 3:57 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State 35, Upper Iowa 23. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore. The bookstore, located inside the J.W. Jones Student Union, is open Monday through Friday and offers Bearcat apparel for men, women, and children. or at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More at 660-853-2319.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Keen, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Harper Iowa with the ball following the timeout. Ball stripped loose by Welty, picked up by Kurth, and Kurth takes it into the front court. Looks left side, finds Pitts. It's a 35-23 Bearcat lead. 3:38 left in the first half. Pitts at the top of the key, dribbles left, finds Doherty up front, holds it, lobs it back to Pitts left side. Pitts back to Doherty at the free throw line to the right side. Welty with the three, it's off the front of the rim. Welty will get his rebound baseline right, brings the right side for Snyder, cross court left. Pitts long three from there is off the back of the rim and almost caromed in, but rebound pulled down by Rose for Upper Iowa. Now that goes left side, Rowan to the baseline, to the bucket, lays it up and in with the left hand. Cam Rowan with 4 points, and it's a 35-25 Bearcat lead. 3:02 left in this first half. Pitts will slow it up, go across the timeline. Looks right side. Kurth out between the circles. Pitts looks the pass out front. Snyder open with the three. It's off the front of the rim. No, and the rebound baseline for Doherty. Right corner, Kurth brings it out front for Welty. Left side, Pitts. He takes the three from the wing. It misses too hard. Long rebound tipped up there. Pitts trying to crash it at the top. The key can't come up with it. Controlled by Parker on the fast break. Through the lane to the bucket. Lays up and a foul. They'll count the bucket. And the foul coming up on Northwest.
Well, big momentum swing. The Bearcats had multiple opportunities, but knocked down some open three-pointers the last few possessions and extend this lead, but couldn't get it. Loose ball turns into a fast break, and that'll be Carson Parker going to the line. Chance for the three-point play, and chance to make it a seven-point ball game.
Snyder picks up the foul. That will be his first. Parker hit the layup, goes to the line where he has 4 points, averages 12 a game. He's an 85% shooter this season at the free throw line, so a good free throw shooter steps up, and he makes a three-point trip down the floor. 35-28, Northwest Missouri State in front. Bearcats have built up a 12-point lead in this first half, but Upper Iowa on a 5-0 run here. Bearcats get into the front court as they go into facing half-court trap by Upper Iowa. Right side, Pitts, front of the scorer's table. Dribbles to the top of the key. Again, the man-to-man defense dribbles right side. Pulls up, strip loose, and is picked up by Upper Iowa. With it is Jordan Hay for the Peacocks. 35-28. Northwest Missouri State in front. Free throw line left. Rowan takes the jumper. The 15-footer is good. And Rowan with 6 points. And it's a 5-point game after what was a 12-point lead. Under the circle right side, Endell with 1:50 left in the first half. Low right for Mosby. Back out to Endell. Now low right for Mosby once again. Trying to post up. Dribbles into the lane on Hay. Trying to pivot up for the shot left side. Blocked away by Hay. Rebound out front to the Peacocks. Across the timeline goes Parker into the front court left side. A 5-point Bearcat lead, 1:30 left in this first half. Parker goes left corner, three is off the back of the rim. Rebound Welty for Northwest. He comes down strong with the rebound. Now it goes to Endell, pushes it into the front court from our left to our right to the right wing. Lobs it out front, Pitts between the circles. Now we'll drive left on Linhart to the bucket. Tries a dish low for Mosby, crashing the bucket. Kicks it back out right side. Snyder with the three. It's good. 8-point Bearcat lead, 38-30. A big three-pointer for Northwest down the floor. Now in the left corner, Parker, he takes a three, and nothing but net for Upper Iowa as he answers with a three.
It feels like it stopped the bleeding, but then the Bearcats don't get back on defense, which is something you don't hardly see ever. Leave Parker open, back to a 5-point game.
And Parker can hit the three. That's his 47th of the season. Pitts driving the lane, the dribble from behind, knocked out of bounds. It'll belong to the Bearcats. They'll inbound baseline right. Northwest leading 38-33, 41.1 seconds left in this first half. And now we'll inbound. Lobs it to Mosby. And the block's right side. Now takes it in the lane. Pivots up with a shot and won't go. Rebound, Endow tries to put it up. Stripped out of bounds. We're going to see him run off of Endow's fingertips out of bounds. 38-33, Northwest Missouri State. With the lead, but Upper Iowa wants a timeout. We'll keep it right here with 33.1 seconds left in the half. 38-33, Northwest has played with the lead throughout this first half, but Upper Iowa making a nice run here at the end of the half.
Yeah, they're not going anywhere. We talked about how they've played well down the stretch in the NSIC tournament, carrying over here into the NCAA tournament. The Bearcats look like they're trying to pull away, but probably hit a couple buckets. Northwest missed some open jumpers, and that's left that door wide open. And you have to hand it to them, too. Their post defense feels like it's gotten better as the game's gone on. Devontae Mosby had a hard time getting any good looks there before you're stripped by Jordan Hay.
Upper Iowa's outscored the Bearcats 10-3 over the last 3:18 of this half. And they will have the ball to inbound. They'll take it the length of the floor. 33.1 seconds left in the first half. Northwest in front, 38-33. Carson Parker looks over at the Upper Iowa bench as Brooks McCown, the head coach, signals in to play. 21 on the shot clock. There's about a second or two between the shot and the game clock here. Filling out near midcourt on the right side is Parker as Endow creeps up after him now. Cross court, left side pass for Rowan. Pulls up at the free throw line left. Now drives, spins in the lane. Now kicks the right side to Parker. Sets up with a three off the front of the rim. No, as the rebound controlled by Snyder. He gets it out to Pitchell. Hold on to it as the buzzer sounds. And that'll be the end of the first half. Northwest and Upper Iowa win a heck of a game in this quarterfinal round contest of the Central Regional Tournament at Bearcat Arena. We're at the half of Northwest Missouri State in front of Upper Iowa, 38-33. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Barnes Baker in Trenton and Chillicothe. With their full line of Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC cars and trucks, the professionals at Barnes Baker in Chillicothe have been serving their customers' automotive needs for 82 years. Learn more at barnesbaker.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MaryvilleHope.org.
We're back at halftime. Northwest Missouri State 38 and Upper Iowa 33 for Matt Tritton. I'm John Coffey, and Matt, that was a heck of a first half.
That was entertaining, wasn't it? Saw a little bit of everything there throughout. Thought the Bearcats might pull away, but Upper Iowa hanging right in there, and some big shots down the stretch. Had a chance to even cut to one possession at halftime, but Bearcats go into the break up by five.
Cats at 1 point led by 12 in the first half, but Upper Iowa coming back with a nice run at the end. They outscored Northwest over the last 3-plus minutes of that first half, 10-3, and again it's a 38-33 game here at halftime in this quarterfinal round matchup of the Central Regional Tournament at Bearcat Arena. And when we come back, we've got a special treat for you as former Bearcat head coach Steve Kappmeyer will join us, and we'll talk to Kapp right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main Street across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy, or grilled chicken and sides for lunch or dinner.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest alumnus and Farmers Insurance agent Kevin Hornick, providing insurance coverage packages to Bearcat fans for home, auto, health, life, and more. More information is available at bluespringsinsurance.com. Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Campus Dining, operating 6 restaurants on the Northwest campus, including Chick-fil-A, Starbucks, Papa John's, Einstein Brothers Bagels, Zen Japanese, and Bearcat Commons. Locations and hours are at nwcampusdining.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, celebrating 125 years of insuring homes and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com.
Half Northwest Missouri State in front of Upper Iowa, 38-33, as again we're at the half for the Bearcats leading Upper Iowa in this quarterfinal round game of the Central Regional Tournament at Bearcat Arena. Joined now by former Bearcat head coach and a member of the M Club Hall of Fame, Steve Tappmeyer. And Tapp, good to have you with us here.
Yeah, John, thanks. Great atmosphere tonight.
Boy, it's been a fun run for this Bearcat team this year, 21-29-1 coming into this matchup here. And of course, Coach Ben McCollum was a member of your squad, not only as player, but also a great assistant, and I imagine you really enjoy seeing the success Ben's had here.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You know, I'm checking scores every, usually Thursday and Saturday, see how these guys are doing, and Coach Vorderbrink, he's out in Hawaii, and he's had a great year, so it's been a fun year to be able to watch everybody's success. We're really happy for everybody.
I think at one point this year in the MIAA season, had Ben, of course, with Northwest in first place, then Central Missouri, Doug Carl Scanner, GA of yours, in second, and then I think Tom Hankins down at Central Oklahoma. So you had three GAs of yours, one, two, and three, and then MIAA in the standings at one point.
Yeah, it was fun, and I, you know, I'm close to Jeff City, between Jeff City and St. Louis where I'm living, so Lindenwood and Jeff City, I get to go catch those guys play. I got to watch the Bearcats in both those games, and we had a little ice storm. I missed Hankins' team, but yeah, those guys are doing a great job, all of them, but especially here with Ben and Austin and Andy, what they're doing. It's just incredible.
We've had some good runs out of your time, a couple of trips to the Elite Eight for Northwest, and just kind of talk a little about those seasons and maybe, you know, what it takes to get a team to this particular level.
Well, it's just such a grind for an entire year. And people, I was talking to Coach Vorderbrinke about this, and I know Ben's experiencing it now for 4 years in a row at least. But people think, you know, when you see 29-1, somehow it was easy. But when you're having a year like that, every game is a big one, you know, and every game you're wanting to try to host this thing and everything. So it really is, there's more pressure in these, but you enjoy them when they're over and you're looking back at them. Sometimes it's just head down and just get it done. But I know our team's here, a lot of really good players. And we were second, I think, three times and never got to host the thing. So that's what, you know, Lynn and I started talking to him to, we got to make it up for this, to watch at least one game to see this great, you know, Maryville, such a great community supporting the Bearcats all these years, and to see be able to have this, it's awesome. But, you know, there is a little bit of pressure when you have this. I think this is a big game to get out of the way tonight, because when you got it, then you're supposed to win, and there's a little bit, you know, you and I have seen that on the other side.
Yeah.
We've used it against some teams when you go in and you get it tight, and they tighten up a little bit.
You know, one thing, too, when you look at a lot of the teams you've had through there is such a close-knit group of players that you had come through. And last weekend out of the MIAA tournament, you were down at that, and a lot of your former players were there. You had a chance to talk to a lot of guys that you had a chance to coach through.
Yeah, it's really neat. I think it's neat, especially with former Bearcats being on the staff here and the job they've done. And I always told our guys, when you graduate, I don't want you to ever be jealous that some team's doing more than you're doing. I want you to take pride in that maybe I had something to do with the foundation that was laid and what these guys are doing. And, you know, all the guys, like you said, it was there last week. They just live and die with the Bearcats. Yet that's just great to see.
And when you look at this squad here, you mentioned a chance to see this team play on a few occasions this year. What are some things that really stand out to you in this current group of Bearcats?
Well, I'm not a real keen eye anymore, but that Pitts kid looks pretty good. It's amazing how many plays go through him, and their chemistry's awesome, you know. And the unselfish play, the extra passes that are made, and just you know, it looks like one of those teams nobody cares who gets the credit, and they're pulling for each other, and they just do it the right way. And you just tell the body language and things like that I've always been big on. These guys are just kind of guys that are fun to coach, that I know fans have to come out and take a lot of pride in, not only a team that's winning games, but doing it the way they're doing it with the people they're doing. It's just really, really neat to see.
And let's talk a little bit about you. Just update our listeners on what you've been up to these days.
Well, you know, when I left here, I coached at Elmsall for 3 years and then moved back to my hometown area. My mother's still alive and she's in a nursing home there, so we wanted to get back and try to be close enough to watch after her, and she's still hanging in there, so we're glad to be able to do that. But I've done a few things since we moved back there. It's in a real rural area. There's not a whole lot. I don't have a lot of skills, so you know, I can't do a lot of the things you do in that area. But I went back and was like an interim high school athletic director and decided I didn't want to work 80 hours hours a week, so I did that 1 year. And then actually last year I coached the girls' basketball team we had in our little community. It was really fun. We finished third in the state, and it was 25-4, and just had a real nice year. And then, you know, like town, it's a smaller town than this, but it was really fun to see the community get excited, and they hadn't been there in a long time, and so that was a little bit different. I don't know if it was different because I was coaching girls rather than guys, or if it was high school rather than college, but they had to have tap light, I'll tell you that. they didn't get the full thing.
No, I think the last I had a chance to talk to you briefly last winter when you were back in the area, and say that at that time we didn't know if they were buying in too well at that time, but I think they bought in pretty good for you.
It was like any team, you know, it took a while to get it figured out. I didn't know if we ever would, but once they did and had a couple real key wins somewhere along the line, and they started buying in and then really just kept getting better and better, and at the end of the year was playing our best. And that's always kind of been our goal, you know, is to be playing your best ball at the end of the year. So that it was fun from that standpoint.
Just talk about this first half. What do you see in this first half between Northwest and Upper Iowa?
Well, it's just, you know, I thought they made some tough shots. I thought our defense was pretty good, but they made some tough shots. I thought it looked like we outplayed them more than 5 points. But I feel pretty good about this one. But again, it's one of those that you like to get some separation to where it doesn't stay too close. But I think we're the better team. I think we're. You're okay, but it's always easier saying that. You know, whenever I was coaching, I wouldn't be saying that right now. It's a lot easier to be relaxed, but it's just been it's a great atmosphere, like I said, for one thing, and then I think we're the better team. I'm looking forward to this half, and not to be critical, you know, I never was critical of officiating.
No.
I can say whatever I want now, can't I? But I thought the real long lapse, I thought we had a flow, and it kind of broke the game up, and just took too long to decide what they were doing. I thought that worked to our disadvantage, but hope there won't be any of that second half. We can just get our roll going and put them away here.
All right, Taps, it's been great having you up here.
John, thanks a lot. I always enjoyed it.
All right, that's the former head coach and a member of the Northwest M Club Hall of Fame, Steve Tatmar, with us at halftime. We'll be back over the halftime stats for you right after this time out. It's the Bearcats up at halftime over Upper Iowa, 38-33. Back with more right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, supplying ink, toner, and shipping services for UPS and FedEx. Rapid Elite also provides design and printing for business forms, brochures, booklets, letterhead, and more. More information is available at 562-4657. And from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandVilleHope.org. Support also comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com. Also from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville, Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. More at MarylandVilleSmiles.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers custom fits patients with diabetic and orthopedic shoes as well as mastectomy supplies. More information is online at RogersRxMV.com. And from American Family agent Rob Sparks in Maryville. In addition to life, auto, home, and renter's insurance, Rob, Carrie, and Selena also provide coverage for farms, ranches, and commercial property. More on Facebook at Rob Sparks American Family. Support also comes from Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546. Also from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Okay. Support for the halftime report comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Back at halftime, Northwest Missouri State in front of Upper Iowa, 38-33. As we look at the totals at the end of the halftime here, for Northwest, 44.8% from the field, 13-29, 5-13 from three-point range for 38.5%. And 7-9 at the free throw line for 77.8% from there. Upper Iowa shooting 55.6% from the field, 15 of 27, or just 2 of 6 from three-point range. Team that is a very good three-point shooting team, but again, just hitting 2 out of the first half and 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Rebounding totals probably equal 16 for Upper Iowa, 15 for Northwest. Only 2 turnovers for the Bearcats compared to 7 for Upper Iowa. And for individually here, Northwest, 1 player in double figures, Justin Fitz with 16 points. No one in double figures for Upper Iowa. They're faced by Carson Parker with 8 points. And that's the way the totals look here at halftime. We're back and ready for a second half play right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Houston Polytank in Hopkins, Missouri. Houston Polytank's plastic tanks provide storage solutions for the food, chemical, ag, and mining industries. More information about the company's products is at HoustonPolytank.com. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, with 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. Right Bank is right at your fingertips at NVB.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jordan Ellison of Savannah, and Larry Ellinger of Mound City. Also from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699.
Yeah. The Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Halftime coming to a close. Northwest Missouri State 38 and Upper Iowa 33. One of these two teams a half away from going into the semifinals of the Central Regional Tournament and face the winner of the final game of this evening session, Arkansas, Monticello, and Augustana. The other end of the semifinals has already been set. That will match up East Central and Southwest Minnesota State tomorrow evening at 5. Again, the other semifinal will be at 7:30 tomorrow, and if the Bearcats would win that one, we'll have the broadcast beginning at 7:10 with our pregame. But again, we've got another half of basketball left to go before this one's decided. For Matt Trenton, I'm John Coffey, and our studio engineer for tonight's game along the Bearcat Radio Network, Creighton Miller.
This one should have a fun ending in sight. You know, I feel like the Bearcats were pretty close. I mean, you had a streak where I think Justin Fitz missed 2 3-pointers, Ryan Welty missed one, Zach Schneider missed one, and all of a sudden, Upper Iowa went on a run. If you stop that run at some point, stop the bleeding by knocking down a shot, recover, get back on defense, playing on a 5-point game right now, you're probably still pretty close to leading this one by double digits, feeling a little bit more comfortable. But regardless, coming to the second half, Upper Iowa has some confidence now.
And for the Bearcats, they will go on defense to start this second half. Anthony Woods back out there along with Justin Fitz at the guards. Chris Endow and Zach Snyder forwards in the post spot, Brett Doherty, and for Upper Iowa, they will inbound. Luke Lenhart will inbound. Get it to Carson Parker over right side for Jimmy Roth. Also on the floor is Jordan Hay. Off the right side, Parker. And also Dennis Austin into the ballgame for the Peacocks. Out top the key, Hay. Looks in, finds Austin in the lane, trying to post up on Woods. Turns his shot, rims around and in. So Dennis Austin, the third, has the first bucket of this second half. He averages just under 10 points a game, has 6 in this one. And Northwest Missouri State in front, 38-35. Castamere right to our left in this second half. Out between the circles, Snyder. One dribble, looks left wing, Woods. Woods, free throw line through the lane, dribbles to the right side. Out front between the circles for Pitts. 10 on the shot clock. Pitts right side on the wing, Snyder. Finds Doherty, now to Pitts, cutting to the bucket, lays it up, misses the shot, bumped, knocked to the floor, and a foul coming up on Upper Iowa. This foul will go on Dennis Austin. We'll check that. Hay will get the call. That will be Jordan Hay's first foul. First in the second half for the Peacocks as well. And Justin Fitz to the free throw line, where he is 3 of 4 in this game.
Well, that's where you really saw Upper Iowa start to make their way back into this ballgame. Justin Fitz started off so hot. Missed a couple shots down the stretch, and whenever he wasn't hit is whenever the Peacocks saw their opening.
Pitts free throw rattles out. Second free throw is good. 17 points for Pitts. Northwest Missouri State with the lead, 39-35. Wolf into the front court. Looks left side for Carson Parker. Dribbles right, guarded by Snyder. Out to the top of the key, left side, Jordan Hay. Now on the left wing, Wolf, top of the key. Tate expires his dribble, finds Austin between the circles. He'll dribble out right side. Now free throw line, through the lane, kicks it back left side. Lindhart, five on the shot clock, steps back, takes the three, misses, long rebound left side, controlled by Endow for Northwest. Cats in front, 39-35, second half just underway. Justin Fitz dribbles between the circles. Right side, gets it to Woods. Now to the right wing, Endow, top of the key, Fitz. Man-to-man defense out of the Peacocks, out front, Snyder, the three is good, nothing to man. 9 points for Snyder, all on threes, 42-35, Northwest Missouri State in front. Both into the front goal right side, expires the dribble, long cross-court pass left side for Parker. Trying to get a pick by Hay, drives to the baseline, left, lost the handle, up, picked up by Doherty for Northwest. Now there goes the pitch, pushes it into the front court right side, Snyder scores up, three on the way, and will go. And long rebound in the left corner, hustling out of bounds, it will go off of Austin, belongs to Northwest. Dennis Austin III having words with one of the officials who made that call. Not happy about it, but the Bearcats will inbound right in front of the bench in the far left corner.
And that play influenced by Chris Endow hustling after that ball as well. Austin couldn't just pull it in easy. Tipped it, went out of bounds, so the Bearcats will hang on to it.
Inbound left side, Pitts. Guarded by Austin. Now to Snyder. Out front between the circles and down to Pitts' right side. It's a screen by Doherty. Dribbles to the top of the key. Hay picks up Pitts as Pitts backpedals and dribbles between the circles with 15 on the shot clock. Justin, between the legs, dribble, pulls up, frees a line jumper. Too hard, long rebound, hustling after it and down. Kicks it back out to Pitts, right side for Snyder. Now back to Pitts, left side, pass tip left side by Austin, chased down by Pitts. Left side for Doherty, now back to Pitts, left wing. Bounce pass to Doherty, the elbow left, goes cross, go right side and down. The three on the way, cut. And now with his first bucket of the game, Northwest by 10. Their largest lead's been 12.
Took a while for Chris to get involved on the offensive end scoring-wise, but he has five rebounds in the ballgame, including three in the offensive end, and kept that possession alive.
He at the free throw line, wants to drive on Doherty, stops, caught the jumper, is blocked away by Doherty, picked up by Snyder underneath the bucket, and he'll give it to Pitts. Cats with a chance to equal their largest lead of this game as Pitts will walk it across midcourt. Bearcats have a 10-point lead. They were up by 12 in the first half. Left side and down on the left wing. Out front, Pitts between the circles. We'll take the long three. Battles around. Out, Doherty trying to come down with the rebound. They say it went off of Doherty's left hand, which it did, but Doherty trying to use both hands. His right hand was held from behind, but upper Iowa will inbound and go from our left to our right.
So close on that shot, too. Rattled around before it came off over to Doherty. So close to dropping.
10-point Bearcat lead at the elbow right side is Hay. Now gives it to Roll. Takes a 15-foot jumper off the right. Rolls out. Rebound for Northwest and it out. And the only one inside to rebound Bearcats. 10-point Northwest lead. 45-35 as Pitts into the front court. Gives it to Endell. Out front for Snyder. Now to Woods. Chest pass cross court right. Gets it to Pitts. Bounce pass. Intended for Doherty. Tipped up in the air. Controlled by Lenhart for Upper Iowa. Now right side is Parker, sets up with the three, rims around and out. Doherty clears the rebound, fighting with for the board with Hay, and Doherty will control it. Fitz now will take it across midcourt from our right to our left, a 45-35 Bearcat lead, 15-53 left in the game. Fitz dribbles to the top of the key, looks right, wing and out. Will drive to the right baseline, now into lane with the shot, banks it and hits it. Chris Sindel with 5 points in the second half. Caps back to a 12-point lead. Parker off the left side. Hands off to Austin on the wing. Dribbles free throw line through the lane right side. Lays it up. Won't go on the foul. And this will go on Zach Snyder. Not a popular call here at Bearcat Arena.
Yeah, I'd say that's an accurate assumption. A lot of fans thought there might have been a travel, but the officials don't see it that way.
Yeah, I think Coach Ben McCollum thought the same thing, but we've got a break in the action with 15:32. Left in the game, Northwest 47, Upper Iowa 35. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri in their homes or at one of their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mound City, or Rockport. More at TiffanyCare.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nottoway Valley Bank. With 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers pre-owned late model autos and will purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 660-582-8800.
Dennis Austin fouled before the timeout. Hits the first free throw. He now has 7 points on the evening. Second one on the way, and that was too hard. Rebound, Anthony Woods for Northwest. 47-36, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. 15-26 left in this quarterfinal round game of the Central Regional Tournament. On the right side, pitch to the top of the key. Goes cross court right now, gets it to Woods, who hustles after it on the right wing. Woods at the free throw line, left side for Snyder, now to Pitts. Dribbles left side, now through the lane, stops, and it shot a little too hard, rebound in the lane, and pulled down by Parker for Upper Iowa. 47-36, Northwest Missouri State up. Carson Parker, guarded by Snyder off the left side. Bounce pass, gets it, and turnaround jumper is good, taken by Weaver, checked in during the timeout. Weaver with 5 points in this one as he hits the 15-footer off the left side. 47-38, Northwest Missouri State up, just under 15 minutes left in the game. Woods on the right side, Endow toward the right corner, will dribble to the right wing, now to Snyder, back out to Endow, cross court left side, Pitts, 15 on the shot clock, Pitts at the top of the key, down the lane right he goes, drives, shot rejected out of bounds by Hay, it will belong to Northwest, an unbound baseline right with 9 seconds on the shot clock. Welty into the game along with Mosby and Woods and Doherty go to the sideline. Matt Trenton, Upper Iowa, has really done a good job on Justin Pitts, really since about the midway point of the first half as far as defending Pitts.
Felt like he couldn't miss anything early on. Now he's 5 of 15 in the ballgame and just kind of struggling to get anything to go down.
And down the lane, misses the shot off the inbound, and Mosby comes up with the rebound and is fouled.
Mosby, right place, right time. That one looked like it came down into Josh Weaver's hands, but Mosby snatched it out, went up, and got fouled.
Jordan A with foul, his second, team second. And Mosby to the free throw line, where he is 3 of 3 this evening. Devontae, a 79% shooter. First one, misses too hard. We've talked about this season, Devontae, an accomplished ukulele and guitar player, but we learned this past week, too. He's an accomplished piano player. His second free throw is good. During the conference tournament down in Kansas City, the team staying at the Marriott, and they had a grand piano in the lobby, and the players were saying they heard somebody sound like a professional playing their record, and Devontae just strode over to the piano and was building out some tunes there. The
guy's a natural musician.
48-38, Northwest Missouri State up by 10. Got front pass, the stolen picked up by Endow. Endow on the break right side is fouled as this will go on Carson Parker and get Endow. Well, it's just the third team foul. We'll see if it was on the floor. I believe it is. So Northwest inbound baseline, right.
Those instincts for Chris feel like they've kind of been heightened as the season's gone on. He's had quite a few more breakaway dunks and a few more breakaway steals like that here late in the year.
Inbound comes to Mosby at the elbow right side to Welty. Cross court left and down. Back out front right side Pitts. Takes right. Now dribbles to the top of the key. Down the lane left. Lofted to the left wing. Snyder out front. Mosby between the circles. Back to Pitts. 13 on the shot clock. Pitts down the lane, bumped, and the foul coming up on Upper Iowa, and Jace Hanna, that'll be his second foul. Before we get to an inbound, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. And now we'll inbound right in front of the Bearcat bench. Snyder runs and takes the inbounds pass right in front of him. Now Northwest will set up offense here. Pitts dribbling left side as he's bumped out front. Whistle and another foul coming up on Jace Hanna. And that'll be Hanna's third foul. fifth team foul on Upper Iowa. Northwest now inbound baseline at left. And Dow will inbound with 13:33 left in the game. Cats up by 10. Inbound comes to Mosby off the left wing. Now in Dow toward the left corner. Tries on Weaver through the lane as he goes to the bucket. Slipped just a bit as he goes through the lane and was fouled by Josh Weaver. And that'll be Weaver's third foul.
Man, three fouls this possession alone for Upper Iowa. Now all of a sudden they are one away from going into the bonus.
48-38, Northwest Missouri State in front. Their largest lead was 12. The last time they led by 12 in the first half. It was a 47-35 game. Snyder will inbound just off the left baseline. Inbound comes to Endow, left corner. Upper Iowa man-to-man defense. Endow will take the three, rattles out, will rebound. Pops out to Parker and the Peacocks. Across midcourt right side from our left arrow right. Out front, Hay. Now left side. Hanna with the long three. Knocks it down. Chase Hanna with his first three of the game. That's his 21st of the season. And it's a 7-point game. Northwest Missouri State in front 48-41. Big trip down the floor for the Peacocks. Into the front court off the left side. With the dribble is Pitts. A little runner left side. Good. Nothing but net from 6 out. And Pitts ties the Bearcat career scoring mark with that bucket. Now has 19 on the game. 50-41, Northwest Missouri State in front, and a drive left side by Carson Parker and a foul. And this will go on and out. That'll be his first out on the perimeter. Just the second team foul for Northwest. So Upper Iowa will inbound baseline left. Inbound into the left corner goes to Parker. Started by Mosby, and Mosby walks the ball away, goes out of bounds. They tried to go low post to Hay. Mosby looped up, and just with his right hand, knocks it out of bounds. So Upper Iowa inbound on the far sideline off the left side. As Pitts will get a rare breather, goes to the sideline. Northwest right now with Woods along with Snyder and Welty and a few others. Will drive first as a drive to the bucket by Jordan Hay is good. And it's now 50-43 game, Northwest Missouri State in front. Welty and Dow, Woods, Snyder, and Mosby on the floor for the Bearcats. Woods will dribble right side, handling the point duties. Out top to Keith Snyder, back to Woods. Bounce pass low right into a double team to Mosby. Finds Woods cutting through the lane. Pivots and fade away. Banks it, but they'll wave it off. Travel violation on Woods. Pushed his pivot as he made a little move there in the lane and gets called for the travel.
That's a tough call because that was a tough shot as he was kind of fading away and flipped it up off the glass and just jugged that pivot foot.
50-43, Northwest Missouri State holding on to the lead, 12:07 left in this one. Hey, through the lane to the bucket, left hand, and his shot rolls around and out. Foul though, he'll get to the free throw line. This will go on Snyder. That'll be his third foul, third team foul for the Bearcats in this second half. And this will get Jordan Hay to the free throw line. Hay, a 62% shooter. He gets to the line frequently, 96-155 on the season. His free throw here is good. He has 9 points, now 1 of 2 at the free throw line. 50-44, Northwest Missouri State in front. It's a 38-33 game at halftime with Northwest with the lead. Hay hits the second free throw, goes into double figures with 10, and it's a 5-point game. Northwest Missouri State up 50-45. And their largest lead of the game has been 12 in the first half. Woods through the lane, pulls up, lobs it out front, left side, Snyder back to Woods at the top. Wants to drive the lane, ball tips loose on the lane, and it's controlled by Linhart for Upper Iowa. Now that goes to Rowan. As Upper Iowa trying to cut into the 5-point Bearcat lead. Rowan on the left side. Free throw line. Through the lane. With the shot. Won't go. Rebound Mosby. Good job by Mosby on the defense. Stepping out. Forcing the shot. And then getting the rebound. Cats up by 5. Can use a bucket this trip down. With 11:23 left. Right side Woods. They give him some room on the perimeter off that right. Between the circles and down. At the elbow right side Mosby. One dribble. Hands off to Woods. He dribbles out between the circles. Sets up, he'll take the three out front, rattles around out, and the rebound the Peacocks with the board Parker. Allen goes right side, rolling into the front court. Dribbles right, pulls up, between the circles, finds Parker, a long three, rims out into the rebound Mosby. He's out between the circles with that long, about 25-footer in the rebound Northwest. Still a 5-point Bearcat lead. Woods to the left lane, through the lane, dribbles into the right corner. Out front right side, Welty. Now to Woods on the right side. And the man-to-man defense out of the Peacocks. Woods dribbles out between the circles. And now Cats giving Pitts a breather on the sideline. Woods drives the lane to the bucket on Weaver. Lays it up and in. Anthony Woods in double figures with 10 points. 52-45 Northwest.
Well, that was a big one to stop this Upper Iowa run. Without Justin Pitts on the floor, no go-to guy, Anthony. It will take it all the way to the rim.
52-45 Northwest. Left side, Lenhart. Hands off to Parker to the free throw line. Dribbles out between the circles. Bounce pass high right side for Hay. Through the lane. Tries. Banks it and hits it. Jordan Hay with 12 points. And Northwest Missouri State moving on to a 52-47 game. Now front right side, Woods on the wing. Snyder, high post right, Mosby. Now to Woods at the free throw line right. Takes the jumper, misses it. Rebound tipped by Indell as he's knocked to the floor. Whistling a foul inside. This will go on Upper Iowa. And the foul on Luke Lenhart. That'll be his first. Team 6 breaking the action. 9:40, actually 17 foul on Upper Iowa. 9:42 left in the first half breaking the action. Northwest 52, Upper Iowa 47. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health, St. Francis Hospital, Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Services, offering services from athletic training to physical therapy to total joint replacement. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeJeepRam.com or at 660-582-3677.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prairie House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
And now at the free throw line as he is fouled before the timeout, hits the first free throw. And we'll have a second. And Dow with 6 points in this ball game. Second free throw is nothing but net as well. Pitts into the ball game, and Dow goes to the sideline. So Northwest with Pitts along with Welty, Woods, Snyder, and Mosby. 54-47, Northwest Missouri State in front, 9:38 left in this quarterfinal round game at the Central Regional at Bearcat Arena. Off of the right side, Weaver, chased by Snyder. Going with it on the right wing, goes low post for Hay. Hay up for the shot, banks it and hits it as he put it up and in over Anthony Woods. And Hay with 14 points. Now his sixth straight game that he's been in double figures. 54-49, Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Upper Iowa. Welty out between the circles as he gets it right side. Woods between the circles for Pitts. High post left, Woods. He'll drive the lane off the right side, lays it up and in. Nice drive to the bucket for Anthony Woods. He has 12 points and Northwest up 56-49. To the top of the key goes Rowan. Pulls up, bounce pass for Hay. Driving the lane right side. Misses too hard. And the rebound goes to Mosby as he picks up the rebound off the floor. 56-49. Northwest Missouri State holding on to the lead. They've never trailed. Led by as many as 12 in this game back in the first half. On the right wing, Woods. Between the circles, Pitts. Drives on Henna. Slides to a halt. Takes the jumper from 6 off the left side. Won't go off in front of the rim of the rebound. And foul on Northwest, fighting for the rebound inside. This will go on Mosby. Mosby will pick up his second. And Dow getting ready to go back into the ball game. Anthony Woods to the sideline for Northwest. 56-49, Northwest in front of Upper Iowa. 8:25 left The winner moves into the semifinal round tomorrow at 7:30 and will face the winner of the final game tonight, Arkansas, Monticello, and Augustana. Left side, Linhart. Go with the left wing. Dribble knock loose. Chased down out to the top of the key. Now Rowan scoots a pass. Left side. Finds Hayes. Spins up for the shot. High off the glass in the air. Hayes really heating up here in the second half. He's got 16 points. Northwest in front, 56-51. Just under 8 minutes left. Out between the circles, Pitts. Right side, Welty. Between the circles, Schneider. Now to Welty. Pass out front, stolen, picked up by Hay. He will drive to the bucket, lays it up off the right side and in. Hay with the steal, and then the bucket is 51st steal of the season. It's a three-point game. Northwest Missouri State in front, 56-53. 7:30 left of the game. Pitts out front. Again, Northwest could use the bucket this trip down. Little left side gets a screen by Mosby. Now the pick and roll. Mosby in the lane, trying to go to the right corner and down. Out front, right side for Snyder. Ball fake. Now takes the Duffer and misses as they fight for the rebound inside. A foul coming up, and Welty will get called for the foul. Fighting for the board underneath the record with Lenhart. And Ryan falls to the floor, picks up his first foul. 3-point game, Northwest 56, Upper Iowa 53. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game is underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum. In print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com, the Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest Missouri State alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
A great atmosphere at Bearcat Arena, the first time in history that Northwest has hosted a regional tournament. Packed house, Northwest up by 3, 56-53, 7-10 left in the game. Upper Iowa with the ball off the left side is Rowan. Trying to go low, ball tip loose out front, chased down by Rowan on the right side of the right baseline. Now to Linhart on the right wing. Into the right corner, Rowan. 13 on the shot clock, Rowan brings it back out. Trying to work a pick by Hay. Buys the lane right side as he does, whistle, and a foul inside. This will go on Northwest inside, and the foul will go on Endow, I believe. And Dow picks up his second foul. That's the sixth team foul on Northwest. So Upper Iowa inbound, baseline right, as Jace Henna will inbound. And a 6'1 senior out of Shreveville, Iowa. It's inbound on the right side, Rowan. Goes to the right wing. Started by Doherty. Now the Bearcat man-to-man defense. A three-point game. Northwest Missouri State in front. Now low left side shot blocked away and out of bounds. It belonged to Northwest. Hay tried to go off with it in the post off the left side. Doherty got the block, and Hay fighting for the rebound. It goes out of bounds, and Northwest will get it.
But Brett Doherty quietly played a very good basketball game. A huge defensive play there to get that block shot. Now the crowd on their feet. Bearcats trying to extend this three-point lead.
56-53, Northwest in front. 6.5 minutes left. Pitts out front, free throw line, finds baseline left and down, cutting the bucket, banks it, and it rims around and out. Fight for the board as it caroms out of bounds. It will belong to Upper Iowa. Well, that's unfortunate. Endow just about had that shot go down, but it pops out at the last minute.
And it could not get any closer either. You know, as he went up for it and took a little bit of contact, he was thinking and one as that banked in and so close to falling.
56-53, Northwest holding on to the three-point lead, 6-17 left. Out front, Hay, guarded by Doherty. Doherty gets in some room. Ellie Lovett with an alley-oop ball, hits the rim, and the rebound to Northwest. Xavier Curtis checked in during that last timeout, comes away with the rebound. Dave saw a little action in the first half. Cross midcourt, right side goes Pitts, dribbles to the right wing. To the top of the key, guarded by Linhart. Now drives on Linhart, stops, pops Jeffers from 12 on the left side. Won't go. Doherty with the rebound. The putback won't go, but a foul coming up on upper Iowa inside. Doherty got the board with his left hand while his right hand was being held. And the foul goes on. Hey, that will be his fourth foul. So that's a big foul on upper Iowa, getting Doherty to the free throw line.
And Hay has been instrumental in keeping them in this ball game throughout, as he's sitting right there at 16 points, played good defense as well.
Doherty's free throw rims around and out. Doherty 1-for-3 at the free throw line tonight. Still a three-point game. Northwest up 56-53. Upper Iowa with it out front. Down the lane to the bucket. Driving as Rolfe misses the layup. And the rebound, Doherty. Good job by Snyder on the defense as Rolfe went down the lane. Cats will get it. Still with a three-point lead, 56-53. Pitts walks it across midcourt. Dribbles between the circles. Cats with four players along the baseline. They pop out of that. Now Doherty sets a screen out front. Down the lane left side is Pitts. Pitts now out between the circles. Will drive right side and a reach-in foul coming up on Jace Hannon. Hannon not happy about it. That is his fourth foul. Hannon, not a starter, but a very instrumental player for this Upper Iowa team coming off the bench. Hay now goes to the sideline and Rowan in. Then Hay with four fouls goes to the bench.
Bearcats might be a little bit fortunate on that call too, as Hannah jumped out on him and bumped him, but Pitts started to extend that four on him and pushed off a little bit too.
Pitts with a 1-1 opportunity. The free throw line misses the free throw. He has struggled at the line tonight, which is not characteristic of Pitts coming into the game, an 87% shooter. Still a 56-53 game. Either team scored in the last several possessions. Going on the left side. Parker to the left baseline, into the left corner. Finds Linhart out front left side. But it is Rowan. Now to the top of the key rope. Right side, Parker with five on the shot clock. A long three on the way. Rims out. Long rebound. Chased in. Hustling after Doherty from Northwest. Right in front of the Upper Iowa bench. Still a three-point game. Northwest 56. Upper Iowa 53. Pitts slows it up. Takes it across midcourt. Northwest in this second half from our right to our left. Guarded out between the circles by Hannah. Now drives the lane. This is left in 10-4. Doherty ball knocked loose on the baseline. Picked up by Upper Iowa. Cross midcourt right side. Rowan. Behind the back with the dribble. Through the lane. A bump. And you got a whistle on the foul. And this will be on the floor on Northwest. This will go on the Bearcats. Chris Endow. That'll be number three on Endow. 4:17 left in the game. Still a 56-53 contest.
Man, Justin just can't quite get anything to go his way. That last possession comes down the floor and had an open Brett Doherty, but instead of a nice touch pass across the way to get Doherty an easy layup, he fired a bullet across and it went off Doherty's hands and ended up in a turnover to the Bearcats.
Pitts had 16 points at halftime, right now with 19 on the game. Free throw is good by Cam Rowan. Rowan with 7 points, his first trip to the free throw line, and it's a two-point game. Northwest 56. Upper Iowa 54 with 4:17 left. Standing room only crowd at Bearcat Arena. Cam Rowan, a 6 foot junior out of Champaign, Illinois, back to the free throw line. The first team all Northern Sun performer, second free throw rims around and in. 1 point game, Northwest 56, Upper Iowa 55 with 4:13 left. Pitch to the top of the key. Dribbles left, a little bit of a mismatch as he drives the lane on Rolfe with a shot, rolls around, out, rebound tapped, and is controlled by Upper Iowa, and the Peacocks have a chance to take the lead for the first time tonight. Off the left side, driving is Rowan. Dribbles in the left corner, nothing there, and will bring it to Austin out left side. As the Peacocks spread out their offense. On the right side, Parker down the lane, dishes inside for Rolfe, strips loose, Rolfe tries to save on the baseline, it's out of bounds, it will belong to Northwest. I think they may give it to Upper Iowa here. Let's see as official comes over. They're going to call a foul, I believe.
Yes, four on Rose.
Rose will pick up the foul. And we got a break in the action. So the Bearcats up by one, 56-55 with 3:42 left in this ball game. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. More at MaryvilleSmiles.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installations. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com.
3:42 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State by one, 56-55 with Matt Trenton. I'm John Coffrey. Matt, this Bearcat team's really struggled offensively in the second half.
Oh, very much so. Northwest shooting 6 of 20 from the field here in the second half, 2 of 7 from three-point range, and those are two numbers that kind of staked them to a lead early on. They shot the ball well, and they shot the ball well from deep, but not the case so far.
Brian Welty at the free throw line to shoot two. As a foul before the timeout was the 10th for Upper Iowa, when Welty misses a free throw.
That's not been good either. 11 of 18 now from the free throw line in the game.
Second free throw by Ryan. That one misses as well. Too hard. And the rebound to Upper Iowa. But 3:38 left. Northwest holding on to a one-point lead, 56-55. Cats have never trailed down the lane left side. Rowan bumped as he goes up. Hits the shot. They're going to count it. And a foul. And the foul be on Ryan Welty. That'll be his second free throw. Rowan gets credit for the bucket. And he will also have a chance to make this a three-point trip down the floor for Upper Iowa.
This is typically the time we've seen in past years to where Justin Pitts will take over a game. He'll get you a big bucket, but he's 6 of 19 so far today and doesn't quite look like himself here in the second half.
Rowan hits the free throw. He has 11 points, and it's a 58-56 lead for the Peacocks. 3:26 left in the game. First time Northwest has trailed. They led by 12 in the first half. Pitts out between the circles. Drives right side. Bumped at the free throw line right as he tries to go with a pass into the right corner, and the foul on Upper Iowa. This will go on Chase Hanna. That'll be number 5 on Hanna, sending him to the sideline. And a chance to tie this game up for Justin Pitts at the free throw line. Coach Burks McCowan now will have to make a decision who to send into the ballgame. And he will get Luke Winhart off the bench and into the game.
And it's a big moment, too, where you see Justin, who's 87% free throw shooter, come into the ballgame. 4 of 7 so far in this one. And just a couple big free throws. Tie the ballgame up, get a little bit of that confidence back, and hopefully that'll translate throughout the rest of your offense, too.
Pitts 4-7 at the free throw line this evening. Northwest down by 2, 56-58. Free throw rolls in. And that's 20 points for Pitts. He becomes the all-time career leader in scoring at Northwest with that free throw. Pulls Northwest within 1, 58-57. 3:17 left. Second free throw by Justin Roberts down. We're tied up at 58. Bearcat fans on their feet. Upper Iowa with it. Lost the timeline to the top of the key. Goes rolling. Pulls up. Cross the left side. Pass knock loose. Chasing effort is Woods for Northwest. He's on the floor and gets called for a travel violation trying to go after the ball.
He got it and he was kind of laying on his stomach and he started to roll to throw it as he went to his back and hadn't quite released it, and they got him for a travel.
Tied up at 58. Fresh 30 on the shot clock for Upper Iowa. 3:05 left in the game. To the top of the key. Dribbling is Rowan. Out front left, Hay. Playing with four fouls. Looks left side for Parker. Free throw line through the lane to the bucket. Lays it up. Misses it. And Mosby with the rebound for Northwest. Cats with a chance to redeem the lead with 2:48 left. We're in the Central Region quarterfinals at Bearcat Arena. Pitts across the timeline. Between the circles. Trying to work a screen by Woods. Dribbles to the left wing. 12 on the shot clock. 2.5 left in the game. Pitts out front. Down the lane he goes. Little runner is up and good. Nothing but that. 2-point Bearcat lead. 60-58. Out front, Rowan dribbles right side. Hands off for Parker. Now the elbow right side. Hey, down the lane. He goes on Mosley. Shot off the glass. No rebound, Mosley. Comes down with the ball and will get called for a travel. Trying to step around and down. He slipped and falls to the floor off of the fight for the rebound. And the travel violation gives it to Upper Iowa with 2:13 left in this game.
And Mosley and Woods clearly not happy with the call, but Zach Schneider, a senior out there, kind of bringing his team back in, huddling them up and talking to them a little bit. Trying to get their heads right.
Upper Iowa wants a timeout. 2:13 left. Northwest 60. Upper Iowa 58. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair as well as network setup, computer training, and data recovery. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from East Hill Shopping Center at the Belt in Frederick and St. Joseph. As a regional destination to shop, dine, and play, East Hills features over 50 stores and restaurants, including Texas Roadhouse and Golden Corral. More at shopeasthills.com.
For Iowa 58, 2:13 left in regulation. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. With Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey. Tritton Elwood is our studio engineer. Northwest 60 and Upper Iowa 58. 2:13 left in this matchup.
And this has been a tough one, too. And, you know, we've seen the past few years of Northwest go into an opposing team's place. Minnesota State, you beat the host. Augustana, you beat the host 2 years ago. You nearly got them last year, too. There's a lot riding on the home court advantage of it puts a lot on the team. I think Coach McCollum's coaching harder than I've seen him coach in a long time. And there's a lot riding on. Get past the first round. Don't lay an egg here. And so a stressful 2:13 ahead.
Upper Iowa inbound baseline right. You've got 30 seconds on the shot clock. 2:13 left in the game. Inbound out front for Rolfe right side. He's guarded by Snyder. Hands off. Gets it to Parker. Dribbles left side. Down the lane he goes on Woods. Foul pass out front. Hay. Again, Hay playing with four fouls. Cross court right for one. Dribble to the right wing. Shot clock's at 15, just under 2 minutes left in the game. One wants to drive on Snyder, stops, pops from 17, misses too hard, the rebound in the lane, flips loose, and a foul coming up on Upper Iowa. That'll be on Hay, and that'll be number 5, as he gets called from behind as Anthony Woods came down with the rebound.
A couple big rebounds for the Bearcats on the defensive end the last few times, and to get Hay out of there, he has had a tremendous game for Upper Iowa, 18 points. I mean, he's kept them in it for most of the second half and got him to this point. Now for him to walk off the floor, two players fouled out for Upper Iowa. This is tough.
Woods at the free throw line to shoot two. He has struggled at the line this year, a 49% shooter. He has 12 points total this evening. Takes a deep breath, sights, shoots, and hits. 61-58 Northwest. 150 left in this one.
Well, you got to love to see your senior step to the free throw line. Something he hasn't been strong at, like you said, and knocked down that first one.
And the second one too hard, though, and the rebound to Upper Iowa. 61-58 Bearcat lead. 145 left. Into the front court right side. Carson Parker between the circles. Dribbles right side to the wing. Now to the free throw line. Through the lane. Shot is up and in. Parker with his first bucket of the second half has 10 points total. It's a one-point game. Northwest 61, Upper Iowa 60, 132 left in this one. Let's take this 30-second timeout. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from American Family agent Rob Sparks in Maryville. In addition to life, auto, home, and renter's insurance, Rob, Carey, and Selena also provide coverage for farms, ranches, and commercial property. More on Facebook at Rob Sparks American Family.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park, The park offers residents and visitors lakeside rental cabins and a 40-room hotel and conference center opening in March of 2017. More at MazingoLake.com.
61-60, Northwest Missouri State in front of Upper Iowa. 1:32 left. The Bearcats will take it and go the length of the floor and look at full court pressure out of Upper Iowa. Xavier Kurth re-enters the ballgame for the Cats. Pitts and now Mosby and Snyder on the floor. Kurth looks to trigger the inbound. Gets it into Pitts. 1.5 minutes left. Cats holding on to a 1-point lead, 61-60 after leading by 12 in the first half. Pitts to the top of the key, guarded by Austin. Now checking off his Lenhart. Pitts free throw line through the lane, drives, hits the missile, the shot. Rebound tipped to Mosby. He'll bring it back out. Northwest will set up with a fresh 30 on the shot clock. 1:12 left in the game. Mosby hands off to Pitts. Guarded by Lenhart out between the circles. 61-60 Northwest. We're at 1 minute left. 16 on the shot clock. Pitts at the top of the key. Now down the lane he goes. Up forces a shot pass inside. Ball carries, goes out of bounds. It belongs to Upper Iowa off of Mosby. So Upper Iowa with 52.5 seconds left will have the inbound. They'll take it the length of the floor. A 61-60 game. Northwest Missouri State holding on to the 1-point lead.
You hang your head on defense. This is the time where you need to come up with your biggest defensive stop of the year.
Up by one. 48 seconds left. Across midcourt with the dribble right side, Carson Parker for Upper Iowa. He's guarded by Snyder. 18 on the shot clock. 49 on the game clock. Right side jumper put up by Weaver. Misses. Rebound Kurth for Northwest. 33 seconds left. Northwest up by one. So 3 seconds difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Pitts walks it across the 10-second line. Northwest spreads out their offense. Lenhart steps out to pick up Pitts. Now dribbles on Parker and fouled out front. Parker will pick up the foul, sending Pitts to the free throw line with 17.3 seconds left in the game. Carson Parker will pick up his second foul. A 61-60 Bearcat lead, 17.3 seconds left, and Pitts to the line where he is 6 of 9 this evening. Pitts with 23 points total. First one on the way. Good. 2-point Bearcat lead. 62-60. 17.3 seconds left. Justin toes the line. Free throw on the way. Good. 3-point Northwest lead. Upper Iowa pushes it into the front court off the left side. To the bucket. Driving is... Parker misses the layup and the rebound. Mosby in the foul with 10.6 seconds left.
Devontae Mosby has been so huge on the glass all year long. Pulls down a big rebound there. We'll go to the free throw line. A chance to put this game on ice.
63-60 Northwest. 10.6 seconds left. This Upper Iowa team has played a heck of a game against the Bearcats this evening. Northwest won the first matchup 87-52. Northwest had a 12-point lead in the first half, but Upper Iowa cut into that, had a brief lead in the second half, and Mosby at the line, shooting two. First one rattles out. Devontae misses the front end of two. It's still a 3-point game, 63-60. A big free throw on the way now for Devontae. Devontae, sight, shoots. And misses. The rebound pulled down by Rowan. Now with 8 seconds left. Into the front court, left side for Upper Iowa. Between the circles. With it is Parker. Dribbles out front with 2 seconds. Wants the lots of jumper at the top of the key. The buzzer sounds. Hits the three, and we're tied at 63, and we'll have overtime.
How big are those free throws that we've seen all night long? We talked about throughout the regular season. This is a great team. But if they don't hit their free throws, they won't go too far. Bearcats 16 of 25. That charity stripe could have iced this game with a couple of Devontae Mosby free throws with 10 seconds left. Couldn't do it. And what a 3-point shot from Carson Parker to send this one into overtime. I mean, he was not looking to give that up to anybody. Didn't really get any screens. Just kind of dribbled back and forth top of the key and then pulled up and popped.
We're tied at 63. This will be the second overtime of the day. The first game went to overtime. East Central and Minnesota State Moorhead. East Central with the win 115-106. So far, Matt Trenton, the top seeds have won, but boy, you got to hand it to Upper Iowa. They have played tough.
And they have not gone away, and that's with two players already fouled out in the ball game, and things are against them. You got to get a three-pointer against one of the best defenses in the nation, and you somehow throw it up, and it goes in, and you briefly quiet this capacity crowd.
Free throws as a team for Northwest in this game. 16 of 27, just 59%. Upper Iowa hasn't been to the line that often. 7 of 9 at the free throw line at 77.8%. And really, it's been the second half where Northwest has struggled at the free throw line. In the first half for the Bearcats, they were 7 of 9 at the free throw line. All the struggles coming here in the second half.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of bizarre, too. I mean, the shooting struggles as a whole, 7 of 22 from the field, 2 of 7 three-point range, also 9 of 18 from the free throw line. Just nothing wanting to fall. It's like there's a lid on a bucket. The Bearcats need to hit something early on in overtime to get some of that confidence back and on their side.
We're tied at 63 as we go to overtime. Jimmy Roth will jump center against Devontae Mosby to start this overtime. Xavier Kurth along with Chris Sandell, Justin Pitts, and Zach Snyder on the floor for the Bearcats. A reminder too, Jordan Hay has already fouled out this game for Upper Iowa, and the tip is controlled by the Peacocks. They go from our left to our right in this overtime. Carson Parker hit the big three, will take it to the top of the key. Out between the circles, guarded by Snyder. 5 minutes left in this one, now 4:43 as we're in overtime. Parker just dribbles out front. Off the right side, down the lane he goes. Up shot blocked away by Snyder, but Zach will get called for the foul. And for Zach, that'll be his fourth foul. So we've had Jordan Hay foul out for Upper Iowa. Upper Iowa also has Jimmy Roth playing with four fouls, and now Snyder for Northwest with four fouls. And Parker to the free throw line. Parker 1 of 1 at the free throw line on the evening. Now 2 of 2 as he hits the first.
Yeah, you don't see Zach get into foul trouble too often. The guy that routinely plays the entire ball game. He's played all 40 minutes and 24 seconds of this one before getting his fourth.
Parker with 14 points. He averages 12 a game. Second free throw is good. 65-63 Upper Iowa. We're in overtime. 4.5 minutes left. Pitts walks it across the timeline. Between the circles. Looks right side. Woods. Now to end out. Needs someone to help out. One dribble. Finds Mosby. Mosby with one dribble. Hands off to Pitts. Down the lane he goes. To the bucket. Right side. Banks it and hits it. Pitts with 27 points. Ties the game up at 65. Just over 4 minutes left in OT. Into the front court with a dribble. Carson Parker pulls up. Looks left side on the wing. Rowan drives on Endow. Through the lane. Hooks a pass into the right baseline. Roth. Roth drives the lane. Misses the shot. Rebound mostly for Northwest. Taps with a chance to take the lead with 3:45 left in overtime.
How about Devontae Mosby? 6 points, 11 rebounds in this one.
Pitts between the circles. Guarded out front by Cam Rowan. Drives the lane left. The runner on the way. Good, and a foul.
Wow. He's a gamer, isn't he? I mean, you get pushed to your limit. And then Justin Pitts comes up with two of the biggest trips of his career, honestly. 67-65 lead with him going to the line.
Pitts trying to make this a three-point trip down the floor. Justin with 29 points. Had 31 against Upper Iowa to open the season. 67-65, Northwest Missouri State by 2. Pitts, a 5'9 junior out of Blue Springs. Will take the ball. Two dribbles, eyes the bucket, free throw is good. And Northwest up 68-65, 3:34 left in overtime. Luke Linhart, cross court left side, Parker dribbles right of lane to the right corner, foul front right side, Rowe. Now to Parker right side, goes cross court left for Rowan, Rowan into the left corner, Linhart, three over Pitts, rims around, out, rebound, and down, knocked out with his hands, picked up by Woods for Northwest. Out of hits. Cats with a chance to increase their three-point lead with 3:08 in overtime. Pitts into the front court left side. Guarded by Cam Rowan. Pitts right in front of the scorer's table off the left. Now we'll take it to the top of the key. Finds Snyder, three by Snyder. Is too hard, long rebound. Tipped in and down. Clears away, brings it back out between the circles for Pitts. Another 30 on the shot clock. 2:45 left in overtime. Northwest 68, Upper Iowa 65. Pitts just dribbles near the jump ball circle. Lenhart steps out to try to force this one. Cats have four players along the baseline. Now they break out of that. Dribbling left side is Pitts. Step back, wants the three. Good! 71-65 Northwest. Pitts with the big three-pointer. Now Rowan at the free throw line. Fires the dribble, looks right side. Weaver. Turns on and down, spins right side, up with the top of the glass and good. Weaver with 7 points, 71-67 Northwest Missouri State. Just over 2 minutes left in overtime. Pitts across the timeline, fans at Bearcat Arena on their feet. Pitts just dribbles right near the jump ball circle. 13 seconds on the shot clock, 1:48 left in OT. Pitts left side, free throw line. Jumper won't go. Tip in, a tip by Woods is good. 73-67 Northwest. Rowan at the free throw line. Has it stripped out of his hands. Loose on the floor. Rowan comes up with it. He's on the ground. Gets a timeout called and a timeout. Upper Iowa. 1:31 left in overtime. It's Northwest 73. Upper Iowa 67. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville, in Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from King City Lumber. Specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction, King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is available at KingCityLumber.com.
1:31 left in overtime. Northwest Missouri State in front of Upper Iowa, 73-67. Matt Trenton, I'm John Coffey. Northwest had a 12-point lead in the first half. At halftime, they were up 38-33. And then at the end of regulation, it was tied at 63 as Carson Parker hit a three-pointer as the buzzer sounded for Upper Iowa to send this game to overtime. And the Cats up right now, 73-67.
Man, they've come alive, haven't they? And Justin Pitts' line just kind of flips. He's 6 of 19. He's not hitting anything. He looks rough. And then all of a sudden, now 10 of 25, up to 33 points. And I think he won back these fans.
21 seconds left on the shot clock as Upper Iowa inbound, far side off the left. Parker to inbound, gets it to Weaver, back to Parker. 1:30 left in the game. Parker down the lane, right side, drives, banks it in, hits it. Parker with 17 points, 73-69, Northwest, 1:20 left. Full court pressure out of the Peacocks, Bearcats break it. Left side, Woods into the front court, and will be double-teamed out front left, and a quick foul. They got Woods with the foul, and this will send Woods to the free throw line. Weaver picks up his fourth foul, recognized that Anthony had the ball, and that's one of the players for Upper Iowa that they want to see get to the free throw line. Is again, Anthony has struggled this season. 1 for 2 from there this evening. And Northwest up 73-69. Anthony's first free throw on the way. Good. 16 points. Equaling the total he had against Upper Iowa in the first meeting. And his second one rims around and out, and the rebound to Upper Iowa. Northwest in front, 74-69. Just over 1 minute left. Out front is Parker, free throw line, through the lane, drives, and misses the shot, may have been deflected by Snyder, rebound in down the baseline and a foul, this will go on Carson Parker. Parker trying to fight for the rebound after missing the shot, that'll be his third foul. Cats go to the other end to shoot free throws, 74-69, Northwest up as Endow goes to the free throw line. Chris, 2 of 2 from there tonight. On the year, 68% shooter. 74-69, Northwest in overtime with the lead. 1:01 left. And Dow's first of two on the way. Too hard. Oh, they're making it tough on themselves here at the line.
So hard. Leaving a lot of points out there at the free throw line. 18 of 31.
74-69 Northwest. And Dow back in the line. Second one's on the way. That one's good. 75-69 Northwest. 101 left. A little bit of pressure off the inbound across the timeline. Parker double to the right wing for Roth. Roth through the lane to the bucket. Lays it up on the right side and good. So Roth gets the layup and a timeout up for Iowa. 55.5 seconds left in overtime. Cats by 4, 75-71. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Barnes Baker in Trenton and Chillicothe. The professionals at Barnes Baker in Trenton provide their customers with the service they expect and a full line of Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles. More at BarnesBakerAutomotive.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, providing local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday, and news updates throughout the day at MarryvilleDailyForum.com. More at
660-562-2424. 75-71, Northwest in front of Upper Iowa, 55.5 seconds left in overtime. With Matt Trenton, I'm John Coffey. Boy, what a first day of this tournament. A quarterfinal round action of the Central Regional here at Bearcat Arena. We've had one overtime game already. The other game this afternoon, a close one as well. And this one into overtime, Northwest up 5-4.
These folks are getting their money's worth, aren't they?
Oh, man.
I mean, you get a packed crowd. You want to see a good basketball game, but the Bearcats making it interesting for them. Still not out of the woods yet. Upper Iowa's not going to go away. Down just four, but the Bearcats can get the ball in, hit a couple more free throws. They're close to escaping this one.
Cats come out of the timeout with Endell, who will inbound. Fitch, Snyder, Mosby, and Xavier Kurth on the floor. And they'll face full court pressure. The inbound comes to Pitts. Pitts being chased by Parker. Dribbles in the backcourt, finds Endell, still in the backcourt, in the frontcourt for Mosby. He's guarded by Linhart. Holds it right in front of the scorer's table. 20 on the shot clock, 43 seconds left in overtime. Fitz right in front of the scorer's table left side, dribbles out of the pack near the timeline. Now double team, finds underneath the bucket Kurth. Kurth pivots, 9 on the shot clock, brings it back out to Mosby. Cats running some time off. 5 on the shot clock, right side with it is Mosby. Mosby tries a lane to bump in, a whistle coming up. We're going to call a block. And this will get Mosby to the free throw line, and Coach Brooks McCowan of Upper Iowa not happy at all with that call. He was hoping for a charge.
Yeah, he is pretty livid on that one. And if you get a charge there and you have a chance to cut this in half, 25, I mean, there's a chance, but now you send Mosby to the free throw line, which has not been automatic today, but he has a chance to hit a couple big free throws and make this a 6-point game.
Foul on Roth at the line. Mosby's free throw good. Monte makes it a 76-71 Bearcat lead. Austin to the sideline, Weber in. Weber gives Upper Iowa a little bit more offensive punch. Second free throw on the way, and that one is good by Mosby. So two big free throws by Devontae, 77-71 Northwest with 25 seconds left in overtime. And in the front court left side, Ron dribbles to the left wing. Now front left side for Parker. Dangerous takes a long three over and down, hits it. Parker with another big three, hit the three to send the game to overtime, makes it a 77-74 Bearcat lead. Full court pressure, inbound and out, fouled underneath the Upper Iowa basket. And they go to the other end for free throws for Chris and Dow. 15.3 seconds left in overtime. Parker gets called for the foul. That'll be his fourth foul. And what a big game he has had for Upper Iowa.
He has been phenomenal for the Peacocks in this basketball game. If they needed a big bucket, he's found a way to get it by just manufacturing his own three-point shot at the end of regulation in that one to make it back to a one-possession game.
And Dow's free throw misses.
They're very strategic. Obviously, they're not fouling Pitts. They don't want to foul Mosby. They waited until Mosby gave it back to Endell that time as Chris shoots right around 65% from the charity stripe.
77-74 Northwest. Second free throw by Chris on the way. That one's not in the net. A big free throw by Endell. 78-74 Northwest by 4 with 14 seconds left. Now front left side, Parker steps up with another long three. This one rims around it out. Kurth with the rebound, and he's fouled with 7.3 seconds left. And Xavier will go to the other end to shoot free throws.
You couldn't help but think whenever Parker let that one go that he was going to hit another huge three-pointer, make it a one-point game. That one just rimmed off, and Xavier pulled down a big rebound there and has a chance to get his first points of the ballgame.
Kurth hasn't seen much action, really any action, since before the Pitt State-Missouri Southern road trip with that ankle injury. Goes to the line here. He is a 79% shooter on the season. Sights, shoots, and misses.
And really, Xavier, they seem like they wanted to work him in slow. Didn't get a ton of time in regulation, but I believe he's played this entire overtime period. He's a reliable guy and will play good defense and pull down some big boards.
Another big free throw on the way. This one rattles down. So, of course, gets the free throw. 79-74 Northwest. 7 seconds left. And overtime. Left side is Parker. Wants another three from the left corner. Hits the front of the rim. No. Rebound in down. And Northwest Missouri State escapes with a 79-74 overtime win over Upper Iowa.
Not much more you could have asked for between a 1-8 matchup, right? I mean, you beat Upper Iowa by 35 to start the season, and they gave you everything you could possibly handle here in the postseason.
What a game. Northwest Missouri State wins this one 79-74 to pick up their 30th victory of the season. They go to 30-1, and Upper Iowa closes out their year at 22-11. Bearcats had a 12-point lead in the first half. At halftime, Northwest was up 38-33. Upper Iowa came back, had a brief 2-point lead late in the game. And then they tied it on a 3-pointer by Parker to send it into overtime. The Northwest able to hold on and pick up a win in OT, winning this one 79-74. Need to take a timeout before we go to our postgame. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Campus Dining, operating 6 restaurants on the Northwest Campus, including Chick-fil-A, Starbucks, Papa John's, Einstein Brothers Bagels, Zen Japanese, and Bearcat Commons. Locations and hours are at nwcampusdining.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, celebrating 125 years of insuring homes and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com.
79-74, the final score. Northwest Missouri State with the win in the quarterfinals of the NCAA Division II Central Regional Tournament. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Whew, I don't know about you, Matt Trenton, but that was an exhausting game.
Man, yeah, I'm pretty worn out. I think I sweat through a few different shirts throughout the course of that basketball game. You know, Northwest made a double-digit lead in the second half. Felt pretty good. Got back to 5, and I was like, whew. It was a little too close for comfort. That 3-pointer to end regulation, a little too close for comfort, sent to overtime. But Northwest prevails. And you know, when you've got your all-time leading scorer on a team, you've got the team, the program's all-time leading 3-point shooter on a team, you have to feel pretty good about your chances of pulling out some tight postseason games.
79-74, the win. Northwest with the victory over Upper Iowa in overtime. And man, I really think you have to go back to what really helped Northwest tonight. Might have been a semifinal round win over Missouri Southern last Saturday afternoon in the MIAA postseason tournament, where there was a big shot by Snyder to win it in regulation there. But for the most part, Northwest hasn't been tested that often late in games. And hopefully, you kind of have to think that maybe that game helped them here a little bit tonight.
Yeah, you know, there's a couple throughout the season, but nothing that really scares you too much. But, yeah, you said it, that MIAA semifinal game, whenever Missouri Southern gave you all that you could handle, and not only was it close, but Southern had the lead with 20 seconds to go, and the Bearcats needed that big three-pointer to pull it out, and just finding a way to stay poised in that tight situation, you know, I think that helped Northwest down the stretch to where you hit some big free throws. I think their defense played great in those last 5 minutes of the game and into overtime as well. That's what got you to the point where you could pull away and win that one in OT.
And after Northwest fell behind off the first possession in overtime, they will come down, get the lead in overtime, and never let Upper Iowa regain the lead in OT.
No, and a lot of that goes back to Justin Pitts of whatever the case may be for about 15 minutes of the second half, just didn't look like himself, but he caught fire once again in that overtime period and helped the team pull away.
79-74, Northwest with the win over Upper Iowa in overtime. We'll be back to begin our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Shelter Insurance. providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information is available from shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jordy Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support also comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Pinery House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MaryvilleHope.org. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com. Support also comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering auto glass, rock chip repair, and replacement glass for tractors, combines, or other agricultural equipment. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com. And from the Bearcat Bookstore. The bookstore, located inside the J.W. Jones Student Union, is open Monday through Friday and offers Bearcat apparel for men, women, and children. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Support for the Bearcat Postgame Show comes from Championship Motors in Maryville.
Matt Trenton, I'm John Coffey. Matt, it was standing room only. They have listed as attendance for this one, 2,195, and I'm not sure if it's a record, but it's awfully close for that game with Upper Iowa. And they gave him a little extra even going into overtime with the Bearcats winning this one 79-74.
Yeah, they did. You know what I mean? At the entrances and exits and all throughout, a lot of folks standing up. There are people sitting in the stairs along the bleachers, and there's nowhere else to go. And so it's great to see the community and the students and professors, everybody come out and support Northwest like this. And I think they really did impact the ball game. They provided a little bit of energy when the Northwest offense just wasn't quite hitting. They were still backing their team and were loud throughout the entire ball game. And, you know, it's just kind of cool to see them come out and witness a historic event like this of hosting their first regional.
Northwest goes into the semifinals. They will play tomorrow night at 7:30 and face the winner of the Arkansas-Monticello and Augustana game, as those two teams now go through their warm-ups to wrap up a long day of basketball here at Bearcat Arena. The other semifinals already been set. That'll be a 5 o'clock start for East Central and Southwest Minnesota State. East Central had to go to overtime to defeat Minnesota State Moorhead earlier, 115-106, and it was Southwest Minnesota State, the two seed, with a 93-82 win over Arkansas Tech. So they've been all quality games so far in this region. So a lot to live up for Augustana and Arkansas Monticello coming up in the final game here at Bearcat Arena.
Yeah, you're not kidding. Even the one game that was about a 13-point deficit there between Arkansas Tech and Southwest Minnesota State was a good ball game throughout. And every game except until midway through the last ball game with Northwest and Upper Iowa has featured a whole lot of offense back and forth and a whole lot of good shooting. Those two teams really deed each other up in the second half, but we've seen some good basketball and should be a good one for the nightcap as well.
79-74 in overtime, Northwest Missouri State with the victory over Upper Iowa in the quarterfinals of the Central Regional Tournament. We'll be back to have the Extra Effort Award right after this time out on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Joe Harley-Davidson at exit 44 on I-29. Offering Harley-Davidson accessories for the home and motor clothes for men, women, and kids. More information is at stjoeharleydavidson.com. And from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mark Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from New Balance, Nike, Brooks, Asics, and Birkenstock, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 582-4641. Support also comes from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger also installs Ultimate Truck bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. Also from Oak Point in Maryville, an assisted living community that offers residents help with medications, meals, personal care, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazinga Lake Recreation Park. Mazinga Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information about Mazinga is at MazingaLake.com. And from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at 562-4657.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest in overtime defeats Upper Iowa 79-74 with Matt Tritton. I'm John Coffey. Time for our extra effort award, and looking to score on this one is Justin Pitts.
Yeah, Justin played a good ball game, started off really hot, kind of had a tough lull there in the second half, but picked it back up again in overtime, helped Northwest get off to a 79-74 victory. But Justin finished the ball game, 33 points on 10 of 25 shooting, 4 of 10 from beyond the three-point arc, also knocked down 9 of 12 free throws, and 3 assists he dished as well, a couple steals as well. So, you know, he also became Northwest's all-time leading scorer, passing Vic Coleman, who was at 1,795 points for his career. Justin passes that and is well beyond, so... Crazy part is,
he's only a junior.
I know. I'm sure the entire conference and the region is sitting there wishing that kid would have graduated already, but he's got a whole other year to go out there and improve on that, and so the new record, I'm sure, once he's done, will be well over 2,000.
79-74 Northwest with the win over Upper Iowa. We'll be back and hear from the associate head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Austin Meyer. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info is available at 562-7562 or MarylandMoRealEstate.net. And from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Support also comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat fans with buckets of original recipe, extra crispy, or grilled chicken and sides for tailgating. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. And from Nucor LNP in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you to not text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More at 660-562-0300. And support for the Bearcats comes from South Paws Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paws encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387.
Support for the Bearcat Postgame Show comes from Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 79-74, the final score. Northwest with the win over Upper Iowa in overtime. Associate head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Austin Meyer, joining us. And Austin, I know we wanted to give the fans their money's worth tonight, but that's just a little bit ridiculous.
Yeah, it was a heck of a game. That's March basketball, you know, tournament action. It was just two teams going at it. You know, we felt we didn't play great. We felt early first half. We got some really good looks that we just didn't knock down. You know, we had a few things, you know, a matchup in transition, a couple ball screen coverages that we did wrong. And, you know, we let them get a few easy ones. They made tough shots the first half, but we gave them too many easy ones. And, you know, they shot 55% the first half and we kept them in the game.
And I know you guys all week long have been talking about that the second matchup with Upper Iowa was going to be much different than the first time when Northwest opened up the season down in St. Joseph's, a big win for Northwest. And you felt all along that it's going to be a different type of ball game tonight.
Yeah, we knew it. I mean, obviously that was the first game of the year. You know, we've gotten better since the beginning, but, you know, they've gotten a lot better too. And, you know, they darn near beat Southwest Minnesota three times. They beat Augie, could have won at Augie, you know, lost a close one late at Augie. So, I mean, they were a very good team and a scary team to be playing. I mean, at this point in the year, you get in the tournament, everything's scary. You know, it's hard to say there's really upsets at this point because teams are going to be ready to go, fighting for their lives. And, you know, we've just made enough plays. You know, I think they got a two-point lead there, and we made enough plays late, got some huge, huge offensive rebounds. Obviously, free throws, again, was an issue. You know, it's been an issue all year, and sit there and think at some point it's going to cost us, and it almost did. Almost ended our season tonight, but luckily we made enough plays down the stretch to get it done.
But another key was heartbreaking as the end of regulation was with that big three by Parker to send it into overtime, you're able to regroup in a short period of time, come back out and regain the lead in overtime and never let up where I would get the lead once again. That has to be hard to do after such an emotional end of regulation.
Yeah, and, you know, Zach Pop played pretty good defense. It was just tough because he just kept dribbling and turning and eventually, you know, got the shot off. And, you know, we trust our defense. You know, there's always the do you foul up three. And it's one thing that we're confident in our half-court defense and to get a stop late. And, you know, other things can happen if you foul and they miss a free throw, get a kick out, and you can lose. So, you know, our theory on that was play it out and try to get a stop, and we didn't do it. But, yeah, right away after that buzzer went off and the shot went in, it was regroup, refocus. You know, coach got him right in the huddle, and, hey, here we go. So it was, you know, we talk about mental toughness and focusing on the next most important thing, and we put that behind us right away. I think that was huge going into overtime. You know, I think Devontae, too, he missed a couple free throws, but in the huddle right away, he said, here we go. You know, we're good, and it could have been a situation where he could have had his head down and let it get away from him, but he was really good coming out in overtime as well.
How important was the win over Missouri Southern last Saturday with the game down the stretch where you were tested there? That where you haven't been tested that often this season, is that something that they were able to benefit a little bit from tonight?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think if you're playing in games like that where you don't get rattled, you know, there's a couple shots there and maybe some calls, whatever, that may have gone against us that we could have got rattled, but we just, you know, focus. We've been there before. You know, we know that the team knows how confident they are in each other, and we were able just to fight through it, handle a little adversity, and find a way to win.
And Justin Pitts, uncharacteristically, maybe missed a couple shots there in the second half that you don't expect out of Justin, but he turned around in overtime, didn't he?
Yeah, it was winning time when we got to overtime. But, yeah, he was kind of bad. He was cramping a little bit. We, you know, took him out for a little bit, and it's tough. You know, he's obviously logged a lot of minutes, and he's out there, and he's our guy, and he wants to be out there, and he's never really going to ask to come out of the game. And you know, sometimes if he's out there at 75-80%, that's still really, really good. So, you know, with the extra TV timeout and tournament play, you know, we're getting a little bit longer breaks in between, you know, every 4 minutes. So just got to get back at it tomorrow. You know, we got in the locker room, and it was, you know, there was no celebrating that one. You know, even though it was a huge win and we made enough plays, but it was, you know, you got to refocus on the next game, and it's a very quick turnaround. And you know, what we said is we felt like we didn't play great. We were still able to win. So, you know, I think that can also give you some confidence that as long as you play hard and compete and you don't play your best game, still having a chance to win. So hopefully we'll be a little more locked in and focused and make some more shots and just be better tomorrow.
Justin, we'll talk more obviously at the end of the season when you look back on this, but Pitts with 33 points tonight becomes the career-leading scorer in Bearcat history, and he takes the place of a pretty darn good player in Vic Coleman back in the early to mid-80s there. And what's the scariest, you look at Justin, he's got another year coming
up. Yeah, that's pretty impressive. And you know, for a guy, you know, a lot of times you, I guess not a lot of times, but sometimes you think, you know, scoring, being the leader in scoring, is that's all you do. Well, obviously, he's extremely unselfish. We need him to score, but he's just as good at making plays for others and taking what defenses give him. And then when you get in games when teams are defending well, and at this point of the year where teams do probably going to defend pretty well if they're here, and it's good to have a guy that can just go make a play. And, you know, he's the ultimate closer. Having him on the floor late in games, being able to put the ball in his hands, and you feel pretty confident.
Yeah, the winner of the Augustana and Arkansas Monticello game, which will be coming up shortly here. Touched on this a little bit, but let's just kind of talk about the short turnaround time. And, of course, you get a little of that in during the MIAA postseason tournament as well. But what do you try to do to make sure you've got everyone fresh and ready to go for tomorrow night?
Well, it's just, you know, get to bed early, get some rest, and drink a lot of water. And obviously played a lot of minutes, and then obviously we'll watch this game, and it'll be probably a long night for the coaches. We won't get as much sleep as the players, but that's all right. So, you know, two good teams going at it here, and just got to put together a scouting report, and obviously we've seen Augustana, and you know, we've kind of worked a little bit ahead on Monticello, so we'll start putting that stuff together and try to keep it as simple as possible for our guys so they're going out and playing without having to think and, you know, think too much, just go react and play and try to get that prepared and get ready to back out tomorrow.
If you're a basketball fan, you have to like today. There have been three very good games up for this point in this region.
Yeah, a couple overtime games, and yeah, it's great basketball, and our crowd tonight was phenomenal. I mean, it was a great atmosphere, and we really appreciate everybody coming out, and as we said before, you know, you get late in the game where you may not be playing well, and the crowd gets into it, and you get that energy, and our guys feed off that. You know, I think you know, that offensive rebound, Anthony Woods there late, I mean, he was way above that rim. I mean, that stuff makes a difference. So having people supporting us, behind us, you know, helps us. You know, that's the advantage of playing at host in the region, getting to play it at home. And our crowd was fantastic. And looking forward to hopefully everybody being back tomorrow.
All right, Austin, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks, John.
Austin Meyer with us, associate coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team. The Bearcats with a win, 79-74, as they defeat Upper Iowa in overtime. We'll be back. Wrap things up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from American Family agent Rob Sparks in Maryville. In addition to life, auto, home, and renter's insurance, Rob, Carrie, and Selena also provide coverage for farms, ranches, and commercial property. More on Facebook at Rob Sparks American Family. And from King City Lumber, specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction, King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is at kingcitylumber.com. Support also comes from Mill and Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Mill and Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millanddinsdaleseed.com. Also from Losh Optometry, serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More at 660-241-5001.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Campus Dining. Their staff provides full catering services for weddings, family reunions, and private events across the Bearcat Nation. More information is available at nwcampusdining.com. And from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville, celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104. Support also comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, Missouri, manufacturer of steel tanks for storing petroleum products, chemicals, and solutions. More information about Houston's products is at jlhoustonco.com. Also from Bittersweet Flora and Gifts at First and Main in Maryville, offering flowers for all occasions, Bittersweet also provides wedding decor, gifts, and wrapping. More at bittersweetfloral.com or 660-582-5700.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back at Bearcat Arena as we wrap things up after an overtime win for Northwest, defeating Upper Iowa 79-74. Matt Trent and I'm John Coffey. Let's quickly take a look at some of the totals out of this ballgame for Northwest. before the game shooting 42.1% from the field, 24-57. They were 8 of 22 on the three-pointers in the first meeting with Upper Iowa. They hit 14 threes, so a little bit of a difference there. And 23 of 38 at free throw line, 60.5%. Upper Iowa, 48% from the field. They were 5 of 16 from three-point range, including that big three by Carson Parker to send the game to overtime. And they were 82% at the free throw line, but they only got there 11 times, 9 of 11 at the free throw line. And they got one of the big stats out of this game, rebounding-wise. Northwest, 45 boards compared to Upper Iowa with 30, and 14 of those rebounds coming on the offensive side.
Yeah, that's huge. The Bearcats got a lot of second chances, made the most of them, and whenever you needed a big rebound on the other end late in that game, it felt like Devontae Mosby found a way to come down with one every time. He finished with 8 points, 11 rebounds. He also got 10 rebounds out of Chrissy Buendow, who, you know, was not his best offensively, but did his best to keep some possessions alive as well as in some Upper Iowa possessions. So if you can continue to out-rebound teams like that, if you can just shore your free throw shooting up a little bit, that'll go a long way for this team.
Only two players in double figures for Northwest, 33 points for Justin Fitz and then 16 for Anthony Woods. Woods likes to play against Upper Iowa. He had 16 in the first meeting back in the first game of the season. And then for Upper Iowa, they ended up with three players in double figures, 20 points for Carson Parker, then 18 for Jordan Hay before fouling out, and 11 points for Campbell. And I think one of the keys, too, in that overtime, Upper Iowa had to play without Hay as he fouled out just before the end of regulation.
Yeah, and Hay played well throughout the ball game, and to lose him, just the fact that they were able to fight back and send it into overtime was pretty impressive. So you kind of felt like Northwest had the large advantage there if nobody fouled out, and it just kind of wore on Upper Iowa in the end.
Well, we got another one tomorrow.
Let's do it again. I'd be okay if it went quite so close this time around, but it's all about surviving advance this time of year, and the Bearcats did just that today.
So they go into the semifinals, and they will play tomorrow evening. That'll be a 7:30 tip-off against the winner of the Arkansas-Monticello-Augustana game, which is coming up. We'll have that broadcast beginning at 7:10 with our pregame before the 7:30 tip-off. That's the second of two semifinal round games tomorrow. Things open up at 5 with East Central facing Southwest Minnesota State. And again, we'll have the second game right here along the Bearcat Radio Network. Thanks to everyone involved with their broadcast. Northwest with a win as they win 79-74. Their record goes to 30-1 on the season. Upper Iowa concludes their season at 22-11. Well, thanks to Matt Tritton along with our studio engineer, Craig Nelwood. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Bearcat Arena.